Amanda, Daniel, Ben.
This lady's come from Boona on her own, but not
far. So my upline's in America. Boona?
Oh,
it's only an hour and 15 minutes.
15. But she's come on her own. I said, come and join us.
I think it's been your time.
Yeah. He's been here for 6 months. He's been well.
Oh,
right. Yeah.
I didn't know her, so I would have been coming. Actually, last month I was in America, so last month I was in America. So I've got some stuff in the
gear. Queensland, everybody on this table, except the lady at the end.
She remembered me. She just walked up. She said, no, I
haven't. So, who's
Going up?
Yeah.
Going up is Deborah Bowe.
That's good.
Up is Val and Dale. Up there is Cherie. No, no, is Annie Clark. Up there is Cherie.
No, all the picture. And you might think I do.
John's in a tree.
And so he gave her a tree. And she said, that's really sweet. She just finished doing the, she went on the Nepal trip with Dasharath.
Oh, wow.
And, what was that?
Still love her.
Well, my auntie's name is Jan Jones, but her friend who went on there was Anita Marriott. And then another lady that's on another leg of hers. I just met her So she took a whole heap of photos and everything, and they did a presentation of the trip.
Oh, fantastic.
So I actually was there to watch the presentation. Anyway, she gave me a presentation to bring back and share. So, but she said it was while they were, it's not an easy thing to make. It's really quite nice. And she said, they come to the realisation that they terrorise the charity in disguise as a business.
Yeah.
such a
person. Well, that's there, but I'm way over this way.
People wanted to know what to do next, how to step up, how to get to gold, and it really is quite intimate in relation to sharing, you know, when you're going through back office and you're discussing personal details. So we decided that that was an importance in relation to travelling and sharing with people, not only in team but outside team, and just sharing from a corporate perspective to show that other teams can gain access to this type of training. So I apologise in advance that it is quite out there. This particular knowledge of training is done for Silvers and Above. Silvers and Above, and specifically for Diamonds and Above. Okay? So it's quite intense. And if you don't get something, it's totally okay. I don't think that you haven't got it. It's really different from the basic training on someone who joins. How do we learn about an empower kit? How do we learn to run a class? What's the next step in relation to where you're at in your journey? So bearing in mind then that what do you do when it comes to the actual running of a business? Okay? So this specific type of training was developed for the 5% of people want to develop into financial independence. Who's interested? A couple of you? For those of you who have never met me and never been experienced of our journey, we feel very privileged to have found Doterra 7 years ago. Paul and I joined on February 4, 2010. We've never looked back from that time. Before I get started, I would like to just a little bit of housekeeping. There's a copy over there. Don't feel that you have to stay seated. We take one break in between halfway. If you feel like a tea or coffee, water at the back, toilet behind you, just feel free to. It's a little door over there. Okay. We have, for those of you interested in Emily Wright, I'm seeing her in October. The tickets go on sale tomorrow. All right, so take note of that. It's just a heads up that if you would like to go along, she is very special to us. In 2010, she came out twice, and Paula had the privilege of chaperoning her around Australia. And we got to know her quite well. We, in fact, were the only couple in the whole of the US that were invited to her house and she made us lunch. It was a real privilege to get to know the executives and spent some social time with all of them. But she is very special and you will feel her presence when you meet her and what she shares. If you haven't registered, I know you can just sign in at the back just so that we know who's here. Just come along today. Two acknowledgements. Yes. Are you having trouble? Yeah, I didn't realise that the room was that big. So I would have... you can move up if you want. Move it closer if you wish. I think I'm going to be sort of here and at the whiteboard, and the majority of it. I would have organised a microphone had I known it was this big. We'll prepare ourselves a little bit better for next year. Okay, there are two acknowledgements I'd like to... Okay, so the first one is, as we experience leadership, we became founders in Australia as one of 15. There are 10 left, and I'd like to welcome Sheree and Max, who have come down from the north. Fellow Diamonds, fellow founders. It's unusual to be in the same room at the same time. Fantastic. I'd also like to acknowledge our hosts. This is very special to us. For the last 6 months, we've had guests who have looked after us. I'd like to put your hands together for Luke and Nicole, please. Oh, no, that's fine. Luke, would you like to come up here? And just on behalf of Paula and I, we would like to give you a gift. And we have two small essential oils, frankincense and birch.
Oh, wow.
If you'd like to be the host next week. When you know that you can come up to a class like this and everything's done for you, everything's looked after, everything's taken care of, you know, we're from Melbourne, that, you know, it's important that you have that type of leadership.
Yes, you want to.
I love this man.
Thank you, Ian. Three cheers for Ian.
Okay, yeah, Nicole was out of the room. Just put your hands together for Nicole.
This is Nicole.
I think I'm
How's that sound? Okay.
I could even hear.
One leg, one out. And, you know, then there are just some normal things. Really need a day in between Saturday and Sunday. Old ways won't open new doors. The perception of success. The look on your face when you realise the essential oil works. Retirement, next exit. Very good. I started a new exercise routine. Every day I do deadlift squats. Three horrible facts. Today is not Friday. Tomorrow is not Friday. And even the day after tomorrow is not Friday. Make today so awesome, yesterday gets jealous. We rise by lifting others. Stay away from still people. Still broke, still complaining, still hating, still losing, still making, still not making a change. Still living in the past, still making excuses. Residual income rocks. Then you can, that's a good one. Leave a little sparkle wherever you go. I'm going to go study outside, so if anyone asks, I'm outstanding. Better a diamond with a flaw than a pebble without one. Alright, so however you use those, it's totally fine. I find that I get a lot of feedback from them. People really enjoy them, so you do with it as you please. Take two as a microphone.
Alright, take two.
Yep.
Hear me okay?
Yes.
Not too blurry?
No.
All good? Feel like a karaoke or something.
Please don't karaoke, give us your best shot.
Who likes the
promotion for the next 6 weeks? For those of you who are sitting at lower levels and looking at this as an opportunity, this is what you need to take care of.
100 PV
enrollment with 100 PV royalty rewards is free. $153 worth. Lifeline Vitality. Not my role to share with you about product and how good this product is. 78% of loyalty rewards sustained in the US contain this. Okay? Ours is a little bit different. I believe ours is a little bit better. The way it's been reformulated for Australia through TGA. You have no excuse. Now's the time to enroll 10 people. Get them in, get them on loyalty, get them through the system, okay? And utilize this. Utilize this promotion, 30th of August. Okay, I'm not going to give them out, but for those of you who are here for the first time, okay, this is the compensation plan handout. Most of you have it. I'm not going to waste time giving it out. The wholesale customer, okay, it's all up here. If you haven't got one, you're welcome to come up in the break or whatever and just come and get one of these. Okay, most of you have these. We gave them out over the last 2 to 3 months, an explanation of simple business methods. The difference between wholesale customer and wellness advocate. Reading lists. Okay, if you don't have these are ideal. We discussed this as a big part of the training, specifically Melbourne and country Victoria. This is my reading list. I have 100 books that I recommend. When you are looking to leadership in... these are 15 of the top books that I would recommend with an explanation of why you would recommend them to particular personalities. It's a lot easier and a lot subtler. When you're building a business with love people, we build relationships, okay? Agreed in network. When you give someone a book or recommend a book, you're saying subtly, there's something wrong with you. You need to change. Okay? So it's in a nice way that people need to grow, or whatever stops them. These are little books that I recommend. At the Diamond Training, at Leadership, we got given from Deb Sturt, who's the account manager senior at corporate. She put together one book from each of the diamonds and their partners of what they recommended as their favourite book. Okay, so we put that together as well, and this book will make it available to you. If you're into that, if you're into reading, the first thing that I'll say in relation to wanting to become a diamond is that you need to change. It doesn't matter where you're at today, you need to change your thinking. We all come from a perception, which is another class that we'll do sometime in the future. In relation to how we're born, peers influence parents' perception, and we're born with and grow up with a limiting set of beliefs. So how to change that is important to see how we can become successful and the difference it can make in your world. These are the two books I'm going to recommend that if you want to go diamond, you need to read them 6 times each and go through them with a fine tooth comb. The first one is Lisa Nichols, one of my favourite mentors, No Matter What. Some of you know that I live by a no-excuse attitude. And by no excuses, it means you have to work hard for 2 years, no matter what. You have to do whatever it takes for 2 years, okay? And after 2 years, you buy your life back. This is Lisa Nichols' story. She implements exactly how you can change, tasks that you can do in order to see a certain change. Change is inevitable. The choice is this, that you cannot change and you can retire at 64 and live through the normal system that we have in retirement, superannuation, pension. To me, that is not an answer. Okay? If you want to have a different life, you've got to do something different and you've got to change your mentality to live outside your comfort zone. You've got to become uncomfortable. Alright? The reason for that, the doTERRA don't give away what you are. doTERRA don't give away diamond income. Alright? When you become a diamond with doTERRA, okay, they will pay you $4,000 every month. Just for being a diamond. And that translates into $6,000. Who likes that bonus? Okay? The condition is that you are part of the leadership worldwide. That you will help any person, anywhere, anytime in doTERRA. That's what that bonus is for. Okay? Now the fact is that there are only 1,000 people having achieved that, as we've come up to 4.9 million members. Now 1,000 people is not a lot of people. And it's just over 500, it's around 540 people who qualify on a regular basis at that level. So if you want to be one of the 1,000, okay, you've got to look at the statistics that 1 in 5,000 people hit that rank. So is it going to be easy? No. Alright, so the first thing about wanting to be a diamond, wanting to be a leader, wanting to be successful with this particular opportunity, is you need to change. You need to see outside the square. This is the first book you'll read. You need to read it a couple of times, and then you need to mark it and read it comprehensively. This is the second one, How to Change Your Life by Benjamin Bonetti. Okay. This book here, very simple, comes from an army background. But again, as you read this, you will imprint what's comfortable to you and how you can change from day to day. The importance of what we do and how we do things in security, how we live our lives, what gives us pleasure. You need to be in a situation of uncomfortableness. The beauty about this type of industry is, as we say, residual income rocks, that as you build, the residual income is forthcoming regardless of ongoing commitment. Okay? So what I mean by that is, if you run a business or the business runs you, you have to continually input in order to gain an income. You have to hire people. You have to have professionals looking after your finances, and however you make an income from the sales of a particular product. Paula and I put in our 125 PV each month, and that's it. And we run a $1 million business every month. And people look look at us and wonder why we're at home in the morning, why we walk the dogs, why we enjoy lunch, why we travel the way that we do. And you can work as hard or not as hard as you choose in your world. But in order to get there, you've got to say, I want to be that 1 in 5,000 people. Now, I'm okay if you don't. I'm okay if you choose not to, and that's totally fine by me. Alright? And because I respect that statistic, I know that this business is not for everyone. So you're looking for the very few who want to make a difference in their world. And when you find them, you need to look after them, you need to nurture them with kindness, love, assistance. When we look at what stops you, consider these sorts of things from being an effective leader. Authenticity, vulnerability, fear, management mode, letting your ego go, trying to do it all, taking things personally, getting sucked into a drama triangle. I was always of the opinion I have a very strong left shoulder, I have a very wet right shoulder for people who want to cry and whinge and carry on. Don't get caught up in the drama. I can take the emotion, totally fine with it. For those of you that don't know the history that we come from, I've had 2 careers, 12 years in Victoria Policing and 17 years in finance and investments and 34 years in networking. So when you look at the power of communication and the difference, I detach myself from emotion to keep business as business and friendships and family. Getting sucked into the drama triangle, don't get sucked into it. Everyone has a story. The fact is that we all have life. And life happens. We're all busy. We all have stuff. And you need to work your business around the stuff that you have. I admire a couple of platinums that broke a couple of months ago. One of those platinums started her first class 2 years after joining. And worked it like this, that she had her clinic. And she would not do doTERRA business during Monday to Friday. 2 hours between those days to organise appointments all that Saturday. And she built it to gold within 8 months. 1 day per week. Okay. So you offer what your stuff is around your commitments, Monday to Sunday. We have an open business, 168 hours. We block out where we're busy. But let me tell you that when you have a no-excuse attitude, we do classes at 2 a.m. People may laugh at that. But if that is where the person's at, working shift work, international, things like that, if you have to be up half an hour to make a difference in someone else's world, you need to do that. I have to laugh at the diamonds in Perth. Oh, I only get up at, my business is open from 9 to 10, 2 till 3, and I do an hour in the evening. I don't work on Sundays. And I said, you got the diamond? If you have someone who's enrolling at 10 to 11 after a class, and they come up against an objection, or something happens, and they just need 2 or 3 minutes of your time, and you're not there and not available, the whole process stops until the following day. You need to make yourself aware of how your business is going and how you need to be subservient to the people that you introduce and nurture them for their needs and wants. Putting too much pressure on your team to keep you at rank, commitment to the process, discipline, self-confidence or mindset, focus on limitations, having a small vision. Moving to the next goal before celebrating this one, lack of self-love. All important stuff. There are 10 steps that we have in order to get started. Lovely. These are the 10 steps that I recommend to a new person who says to me, I'd like to be part of the 17% who would like to enroll people and have a class and move forward. And at least the first step for a new person is, would you like to get your product for nothing? Okay, we're not talking about diamond and stuff when they first join and Mary, oh look, I reckon you're a go-getter and you can be platinum in 10 months. Alright, the first one is to have a no-excuse attitude. No excuses means no excuses. Easy. Alright? Edge success. For those of you that have not worked edge success, there is a difference between share success and edge success. Edge success comes from Seth Reisman, who is part of the Goddards, who learned through the share success program and developed a brochure like this. Okay, so you can download it on his website. It's just a three-page business brochure. I carry it with me in relation to this. You can have a look at it later and go through the pages. They're very simple. In simplicity. Okay, so you can take down these sites. EdgeQuickStartGuide.com. EdgeQuickStartGuide.com. You get onto that, there is no download, you can just print it off. You need the password as Edge, E-D-G-E. And the second one is mycompensationplan.com. My compensation plan, basically, when someone, who knows what this consults here, anybody? A few of you? Okay. Some people with distance, wellness consults are not really manageable. Feasible. So this is a way of sharing non-product but business. And you can put it in a brochure in front of somebody, ask them to download it, and let them say, hey, listen, this goal at 57,000, I think I'd like to get to that. And let them tell you where they're at. Okay? So this is the Edge Success Program. Just have a look at it for yourself. See how relevant it is for you and your teams. I found it very helpful, came out about 3 years ago, and we've never looked back. And instead of telling people where they're at and what they can do, let them tell you, I'm interested. The LRP 155, we have a lot of trouble with this in Melbourne. You know, I try and say to people, if you're not on the product of the month and doing 125, how can you share it with your team? Where's the authenticity in relation to that? Where's the integrity that you're asking your team to do and be part of 125 ordering before the 15th and you're ordering on the 28th? A leader walks the walk. Apps, there are 5 apps, Google Play Store. If you haven't downloaded them, get onto them. Modern Essentials, okay? People don't have to invest $30 to $50 to buy that big book. Have an app. That app can be used as you run a class with the Empower Kit. Read. As busy as we are, as much as we travel, we have business in 34 countries. And we travel extensively throughout Australia. And specifically next year we're going to include the majority of countries we have in Europe. We still manage to read 1 hour per day. You need to find time. And it doesn't matter what book, when, how, or why. You need to do it. Don't think because you neglect a day that you can read 10 hours next week, you won't find it. So you need to change the habits in your life in order to do that. Reading is so important. And it's so important, I'll give you an example of why it's important. Let's say, for argument's sake, I needed someone to go to Darwin. Group of 200 people, require product and small business training. Could you do it? Are you in a position to feel comfortable to do it? Do you have enough knowledge to be able to do it? You know, Nanterra is very easy. You know why? All you have to do is run 1,000 classes and learn what doesn't work. That's how it works. So when you have the experience of what doesn't work, you can share with your team, oh, what do you reckon about this? I think I'll try this. I think I'll try that. Oh, no, that doesn't work. The classes are very simple. For the new people in town, last August we enrolled a person on the Wednesday. He took my laminates and my oils, and he ran a class on Thursday with my presence. 5 people were invited. Lavender came from Corsica, and he enrolled all 5. It's not the knowledge to be able to enroll, okay? As long as you're passionate, I corrected everyone that says, hey, our lavender comes and not from Corsica. Okay? But the new people don't know that. So it doesn't matter how you fumble through. You know, learning with new people, talking with new people, and they say, oh, I don't know that. And what if I get a question that? And so, what if you get a question like that? Who cares? Okay? Just do it. The replicating site. Most of us, 99% of us, join. We have a replicating site, www.mindoterra.com/username. Usually our first and last name, lowercase. We have it upon enrollment, but we never look at it again. You need to check it every month and have a look at and check out that there's 500 hours of learning material on that site. Check out what your newbies are looking at if you advertise your site. Check out every 3 months the updates, the product guide, the Living Guide, Living Magazine, the New Leadership Magazine. Every 3 months it's updated. So you never have to order them from the States. They're all on your replicating site. Down below, okay, right at the bottom, you can just click on them, download them, read them as you need to. People can join from that site. You know what people look at as they look at that. Most people don't look at it the second time. When I share that with someone in the follow-up the following day, I say to people, what did you like most about the site that I gave you? And they'll mention whatever it is, and they can mention any part of 100 different things. Oh, that's my favourite part too. Okay? So you need to know what you're looking at. Have a look at your company site. The company site, okay, who's seen the changes in the company site? Doterra.com. Alright? You think there's a lot of learning material on your replicating site, look at all the videos. Everything that's been inclusive from university. All the learning stuff. It's all been incorporated on doterra.com now. You could spend 10 hours a day for the next year and still not get through it. But have a look at it. I never give it out as a prospecting tool, it's technical information. You don't want to overwhelm people with that information. You don't want to be like that, okay? It's very, very easy to make an informative choice just by giving people limited information. Don't give them everything. Oh, this is too hard. I can't do it. I have to know this much. Source to You is incorporated in doterra.com. But there are people, and I've given it out myself, who have an interest in relation to how we source our product. Okay, we need to know the doTERRA difference. We need to understand the CPTG quality, grade 1, where does frankincense come from, you know, how does the chemistry work, how does it go from seed to bottle? We need to know that. We need to understand that. years ago, we had a real smart lady in the class. We had one for sure. The only reason that she joined is because I had geranium available. And there was a lot of banter in relation to who she was and that her oils were better than that. And when she smelled our geranium, just changed her. As far as seed to bottle, you need to know the CPTG quality. You need to understand the doTERRA difference. There are four major oil companies in Australia that fight for your business. And in fact, I don't think there's any comparison in doTERRA in the world that there's even a company that comes close to what we have. But you need to know what it is. What does CPTG mean? Okay. Potency and purity, definitions of that, cultivation, harvesting, okay, and then the eight testings that are done each and every batch, each and every time. You need to understand that. We had a little bit of fun a few years ago down the road at the Mind Body Spirit. We were up here assisting a couple of people, and this gentleman tried to test us. "My oils are better than yours," he said. And I looked at him and I said, "Does your company do an organoleptic test on their oils?" And he looked at me in surprise. Didn't know what it meant. And went off in a huff and walked off. If you want to be able to put somebody in their place, you need to know what it means. Okay? An organoleptic test is just using the senses. The expertise look at it, "Oh yeah, that's good." And I put it down. That's an organoleptic test. Okay? So if you know and they don't know, that just shows, you know, you can put people, it'll allow them that if they don't know, you can have the upper hand. I know personally that we have ethics and integrity from a corporate perspective, and we have 7 executives that would never do the wrong thing by any human, by any animal, or by Mother Earth. That's all we need to know. All of our product produced with that in mind. If anything tarnishes those 3 rules, we don't get involved. We have nothing to do with it. We have the highest grading, 100% unadulterated essential oil, and we have products that are then manufactured with this essential oil in mind. How can we go wrong? When we choose doTERRA, we have David Sterling, who puts us in good stead as the CEO, to say to us, from last leadership, in June, July last year, the membership was just 3.5 million. And he said, "You don't have to worry about doTERRA. We have everything in place to cater for tenfold the membership today." So as they produce what they need to produce from a corporate perspective to 35 million people, that's where we're going. Who wants a few in their team? Okay? We have 160,000 members in Australia currently. We have 66 diamond accounts. Alright, who wants to be 67? Okay? 160,000 and we're growing by 10,000 per month now. So if they're not in your team, understand and ask yourself why. The Gold Coast, Queensland, used to be number one in growth and membership. Western Australia has now taken over with Victoria, New South Wales and membership in Queensland double. Okay? So there's room to grow up here. But we're non-restrictive, we're in 101 countries. You can build all over the world as you need to, as you want to. You can even start in your country if you want to, besides Geraldine. It's not going to be easy, but it's certainly challenging. This last thing here, member services, you need to opt your people and out if they can't get hold of you. 02-8015-5080. Customer service, if you've had dealings with them, you will know that they will do everything in their power to make it right. Everything. To make sure that they have a happy customer. If there's a new person that they're not sure about something, they need to ask a question, they can't get onto corporate, customer service will help them. If they want to write an email, if they're really literate, okay, they can write an email to australia@doterra.com, it goes straight to corporate head office in Melbourne, and they'll deal with it. Now we have 17 staff in Melbourne now. Account management growing. They believe that by the end of the year, we will be a $100 million market. We are already the second largest market outside the US, even bigger than China. Okay? So look at that with respect. And understand too then that we have leadership in place, a room to grow. 160,000, 24 million is a bit of a difference. Know that this opportunity is around for the next 10 years. It's not a race. Prepare yourself for success. And the reason that we can succeed is because it is not for everyone. For every 100 people that join, there are 17 who want to enroll someone. That means 83% are just happy to use the product. So make your mind up that you're going to be one of the 17%. Okay? If you want to be a diamond, it's 17% of the 17%. Okay? The Empower Kit is not negotiable. Jared Auger and myself included, a couple of other people, put together the Empower Kit. For those of you who don't know what that is, okay, there are 90 flyers, 30 of the flyer that you would have during a class, the kits that people can join with, and looks like that form,
membership form,
nice glossy colour, 90 brochures, together with 10 bottles of 5ml wild orange, $30. You can't go wrong with that. It's made at a loss so that doTERRA can offer and make a difference in your world and provide for you a tool that you can utilize. You need to learn it backwards. Okay? That is your tool for enrollment. It's not for tonight. But when you get the chance next year, or when we come back in November, okay, we spend time to show you how to run a class successfully. 45 minutes in and out, what to say, how to say, when to say, why to say, how to introduce, how to close, how to introduce the world to rewards, okay, and then how to incentivize. You need to learn that. That is not negotiable. If you want to be successful in this industry, in doTERRA, you need to learn to run a class, you need to learn to run it on your own, and you need to learn without support from your upline. Okay? Now generally we teach three classes. The first class, you watch your enroller or support upline do a class. So you get a feel of how the class runs. Secondly, you do it together. And third, your enroller watches you. Okay, that's how you should do it. That's how you should teach someone. That's how you should get someone prepared so that you know that they're doing it correctly and they can go out and do it. Now remember, and I'll repeat what I said before, then you have to go out and do 1,000 of them. If you can fit that into a week, right? If you can't, spread it out for a couple of years. That's all you need to do. The persistence required is then the knowledge gained of the objections that come out of the class. You learn because we deal with people. People who don't have education, who don't understand what you're about, who don't understand what we're promoting. Okay? And we're sharing from the heart, we're sharing passionately, we're sharing something which is very, very powerful. Makes a difference to people less privileged. The doTERRA mission, or culture as we call it. And if people want to be part of that, that's fine. When you learn to create posture about yourself that don't grovel to people, oh, that would be so great. Oh, I have to, you know, that would, if they get involved, they're going to be my diamonds. Never be a judge. Our biggest leaders have been the ones that we've said, I don't think they'll amount too much. And look at them come through. and shown. We never know where people are at. We never know the history. We don't know the stories. Never prejudge people. Just learn to share. Keep it general and share it so that it's easy to teach, easy to learn. They are the 10 things that will set you aside. If you teach on new people, you'll have good duplication. We're now working in depth, 40 levels deep within the team. And what we find is because of the 83%, there might be 9 or 10 people who don't do the business, who don't care about the business, don't read, and don't want to know anything more about it. But then there are people who come in depth in what we call taprooting. Taprooting has nothing to do with enrollment. Taprooting is tapping to the root of your organisation where it ends. And when they're looking for support, you need to be that support. You need to be the person that they can call on and say, hey, listen, I need some help. Are you prepared to help me? And it should have nothing to do with finances. I look at some leaders and they say, oh, you're outside my set of levels. And then there is nothing about money. When you understand Paul and I, we are not money motivated, we're not materialistic. We don't really care. Good at spending it. These are the goals that you need to write down. These are the goals that everybody in the room will be at. And again, the importance of this is both structure and rank. And it is not negotiable. It's the only thing in Australia, as part of the rest of the world, that we disagree on. And the only disagreement is these three here. The rest are okay. There are some leaders that don't believe in the power of three. And I'm totally okay with that. You know, there is no wrong way to place. As we show you a little bit about why to place, how to place, when to place, there is no reason, there is no wrong way to place. If you want to put someone in your 10th level, totally fine. Okay? It's not the most productive place, but it's not wrong. We don't have mistakes in doTERRA. We have lessons learned. There is nothing that you can ever do that is wrong. Okay, so if you've misplaced somebody, if you forgot to change them, they're still stuck on your front line and you missed out on the 14 days, it doesn't matter. It's okay. Alright? This is the reason that we put this together, that the power of $350 is not negotiable as the first step for somebody who's new. Alright, as we go through the compensation plan and share with you a little bit about power of three and why that's the first. Now, less likely is the power of 3250. Okay, you don't have to concentrate on that. We're not into plugging holes and supporting others who are inactive. That's why to get the silver is even more important. Okay? But the power of $350 is not negotiable. The union level came out in 1940. Okay? And since then, it's been the most predominant out of 9 compensation plans that a network marketing company can look at. doTERRA have decided that because of its solidness, that it rewards people for doing it. So when we have other leaders who have been able to establish that the power of three is not important, it just shows me the lack of education. All right? If they're not looking after their new people by helping them get $50 and then try to rank advance first prior to power of three, you will see the difference, and you can make your own choice. But you will find that the structure and creative foundation for yourself is very important. Okay? So we don't negotiate these. You will find yourself somewhere else. you'll put yourself into an elite premier silver category, whether or not you'll get either 50 or the 250. All right. We have goals in the business who are on their second structure, nearly making their second 1500 because of these rules. All right. A gold who makes 2,000 to 3,000 is fantastic. A gold who makes 19,000 is exceptional. And we have several of those. The $1,500 is 2,200 Australian dollars. Okay? It's not to be denied that someone can look at this as a bonus. It doesn't matter what rank you are. There is a certain amount of unit level that you can create. But the power of three is an added bonus. Alright? Watch that scripture. Understand your power of, we talk about in networking, this reason why that we get involved. I'm not a big believer of hype or dreams, things like that. But I see a commonality in relation to success and leadership and people who move forward outside the norm. And the simplicity of it is this, that the why and the reason that you do something is your fuel. The goal is the map. When you look at a car, it doesn't matter where you get from A to B. Okay? But it runs with fuel. But the goal is in the direction. Okay? So when you think of it like that, you need a reason why that's important to you. Okay. We hardly share, well, I hardly share my reason why. It's back to 1992. And I was involved in a friendship relationship with a 12-year-old involved in domestic violence during my police days. And she became a runaway. We formed a friendship, and I think I wasn't sure whether she made a difference in my world or I made a difference in hers. But I was the only person she trusted in the world. I don't know where. I don't know what I was thinking about. The difference is that we believe strongly in making a difference in the youth of today. That's our point. So the importance of your reason why is to negate against any objections. When someone says to you that doTERRA is not good, that it won't work, or anything in relation to why or what you're doing it for, you need to be strong enough to move forward that way. As we stand here, there is nobody that can tell me that there is a better opportunity, a better network marketing program, or that the certain executives do anything wrong with sharing doTERRA. So you need to have that conviction. That is where that's your reason for wanting to move forward. Goals are basically setting yourself up from a day-to-day, week-to-week basis as to get to gold. How do you break that down? What do you need to do today, this week, this month to make a difference? So the question you've got to ask yourself is, why doTERRA? What is your reason for getting up in the morning to share and inspire with doTERRA? Okay? If you haven't written that question out and answered that fully, you need to know why you're doing that. Okay? There's a whole gamut of information in relation to reason why and how it works. But if you don't know why, that won't force you to get up in the morning or do the things that you need to do in order to be different and live uncomfortably for a little while. Okay? What actions are required to propel one to being? These are the sort of things you need to answer for yourself. Your why is about be, your goals are about do. Setting goals is a learned skill. Setting goals provides you with long-term vision and short-term motivation. I live by the motto or the acronym of SMART, specific. Specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and time-bound. Specific, okay, they must be clear and well-defined. I want to make $1,000 is not a goal. You need to know exactly where you're going, what you're doing, write it down, create a clear map. Okay? If we want to go to a particular destination, you want measurable, precise information, dates, times, quantities, things like that. Attainable, identify a goal that has value to you. Realistic. If you set it unrealistic, we get deflated with that. So set challenging goals, get realistic. Time bound, that must be time sensitive. When you work towards a deadline, your sense of urgency increases and achievement can come more quickly. So we believe that most people who start today get goals with 12-hour deadlines. Now we have had goals achieved with 3 months.
Battery. What battery?
The question is going to ask yourself in relation to goals, what to experience more of, and what are my doTERRA goals? I always find that we mentor about 40 people now, so 41st.
We've just surpassed 18,000 in the team, and we mentor about 40 people each month. So within that team, you've got to look at it and not waste your time. It's got to be defined in relation to what's good for them and what's good for you. Okay? I always promote, what are your goals, what would you like to achieve, as opposed to declaring what's good for them. Allow them to talk to you and say, well, where would you like to be, what would you like to achieve, how much money would you like to earn, and then we can break it down and say you need this type of business. Okay, so they're going to supplement or replace their income. Supplementing income, silver income, 26,000, gold, 57,000, platinum, 100,000. These are the sort of incomes that start to make a difference in people's worlds. And it becomes a very serious business when you're declaring that. So when they say that, I would like to be platinum in 12 months, John, how do I do it? Then we can break down what platinum is and how it works and what they need to achieve on a day-to-day basis. And we all know, and we're all fair, it doesn't happen overnight, and it's not a race. But you can't join today and be platinum next week. That's not the way it works. We would all love to earn an income, residual wise. But very importantly, we need to do the work. So I like to say to my new people, especially, where are you going? Write your goals down and share them with me. Let me know where you're at so that I can give you the best information. Okay? When we mentor on a week-to-week basis, I don't have a set time with anyone. Not 12 o'clock Wednesday, every Wednesday we're going to talk. You know, that to me
we try and find conversation. I think that when people are ready to chat, when they have an issue, when they want to learn, when they want to ask questions, it's just a matter of organising time. Some of my leaders I talk to twice a day. Some once a week. Some once a month. So depending on where they're at and how much support that they actually require, thank you.
Is just the importance of that is writing down to know where they're at. And I have a file for every one of those people, what we spoke about last month, last week, so I can keep them accountable as well. Now you said to me, last Thursday you were at a class and you did this, this, this and this, did you follow through with three people? How did you go with that? How did you go with that, you know, whatever we were talking about last time?
Was it? Were they no good?
Ah, that was training.
How's that? Is that a little bit better? Not fading in and out? All right. Okay, here we go. Compensation plan. Three people in the world that know this compensation plan. So if you don't know it, and you don't need to know it, and you don't have to know it, don't worry about it. Okay? This compensation plan is probably one of the most unique. It's probably one of the most diverse, and there's no set rule on learning about it. It only comes with experience. 65% payout. When we look at that, we have 51% that is with a distributor or wellness advocate, and we have 14% that comes from the company. 6% to the power of 3. Do you still see that back there? Still see that? It's alright?
It's alright.
Good? Okay. 34% to the uni level. 7% to the pools. 1% for founders. 3% incentives. 14% to loyalty reward program.
Is that 14?
Okay, so we don't spend a lot of time or a great deal about that. There's not many people who know the breakdown. This comes from David Sterling Direct. Okay, 65% is quite a high percentage in relation to giving back to the wellness advocate. 6% is attributed to the power of 3. So the power of 3 bonus, 6% of all income worldwide goes to that bonus. 34% is paid out in the uni level, 7% for the pools. This is what we call no breakage. No breakage means that doTERRA will pay that out regardless. 34% gets paid out to the uni level, 7% gets paid out to the pools. It's a full 7% and a full 34%. It's what we call no breakage. Okay. 1% is for founders, so 1% of all turnover goes to the founders of every country. Some of you will realise that they've just, I think it's 13 countries in the EU that have just opened to be founders as of last month. So if you ever had desire to build in a European country, okay, you need to look on doterraeveryday.eu and have a look at the countries that have opened. Every country has a different founders requirement. Once the founders is closed, that's it. They still have two more positions in New Zealand, Right, eight are gone. So, it's one of those few companies that offer the pioneers in an open country to benefit from. 3%. Okay, this is, there's you, okay, and you need to have three premiers within the company. And so, in other words, you need to be gold. Now, you can be any rank, from elite to diamond, but you need to be gold in that country. Okay? So let's just say we've opened up New Zealand. So if I have a person that I've personally enrolled in Auckland, Wellington and Christchurch, and they each get to premier, then I become a founder in New Zealand. Okay? So this is founders in every country that is open. There are 13 new EU countries. So for those of you who would look at something like that, there are 27 EU countries, and they've included Norway, Denmark and Iceland. So we have 30 countries of the EU, and 13 of those have been released as new markets for founders. Okay? Three separately. Yep. If you're a gold already and you've got three premiers and you enroll one person down here, one person down here, one person down here, totally fine. Okay, it doesn't matter where you position, you don't have to start new leagues. Okay, they just have to be premiers themselves in the country. Alright? Now 1% of all income is devoted to the founders of the country. Just to give an idea of the founders' money, the US, there are 5 founders. In January, they got paid $282,000 each. Okay? So that's released on January 31st. Founders check in Australia this year was $37,000 Australian dollars. That will be triple next year. If you can ever get the chance to be a founder in any country, let me tell you, it is well worthwhile. You don't have to live in the country, you just have to build a gold within the country. Right? So, the company get 100% of all monies. Okay? When you buy a doTERRA product, 100% of the money goes to doTERRA. Out of the 100% of the money that they get, they pay out to us, as well as advocates, 65%. Do we get that? Okay. So, most companies have a 50-50 split. Most companies. Okay, when they look at a network marketing idea, they will have 50% as part of their medium for advertising. We don't have to spend 1 cent on radio, TV, newspapers, anything like that, because we get rewarded for word of mouth. Ours is actually 51% and 14 and 35. This 14 here is the loyalty reward program, okay, which is part of the company. bearing in mind as I share this information, it doesn't matter whether you get it or don't. Just appreciate it, and as we go through, there'll be some people at different levels, different journeys, right? Just for the people who need the figure breakdown and understand how powerful doTERRA really are and how generous they are, okay? Without advertising, the loyalty reward program is 14% availability of doTERRA's profit. So what doTERRA as a company get as a profit every time you put your order through, 14% of that goes into a pool to reward the loyalty rewards. Who likes the loyalty rewards? Who likes exchanging their points for free product? So let me tell you that there's not a network marketing company in the world that has that program. That's why it's unique. And that's why this is important that you understand this, that it doesn't come out of the compensation. Okay? It comes out of doTERRA profits. doTERRA pay for all of our product, our free product, out of their profit. Alright? So, let's just continue. 3% is for things like Uluru, the presidential trip, all the incentives they put in place all around the world for people to be rewarded or incentivized. 3% goes into a pool, and that finances those trips. The breakdown on 100% in relation to where your money goes when you put an order through, as to how it's segregated, how it's divided, how it's used. The only two with no breakage are our compensation fields, okay? Our uni level and our pools. The rest have breakage, all right? If you achieved $1,500 this month but didn't get it next month, okay, there is still enough money in the pool to pay you. So it goes up and down. The 40% of the loyalty rewards, only 80% gets used. Things like someone puts in their first loyalty reward, okay, they get some points, 5, 10, 15, 20, and then they come off loyalty rewards not spending that. Okay? That's part of the 20% that is never used. But it's paid for. Okay? doTERRA allow 14% of all income to pay for all the points that are accumulated, and 80% get cashed in. Okay? The important thing to realize in relation to this is that as we talk about the rewards, it has nothing to do with us, and it has nothing to do with our payment. So you can be a wellness advocate and enjoy the income that's generated from doTERRA and know that it has nothing to do with helping somebody getting free product, totally separately. All right? The loyalty reward program is discussed in minor detail at the basic training. All right. Just generally, we have four considerations. Okay. A lot of people find difficulty in relation to closing the loyalty rewards. Imagine yourself that you did not get explained loyalty rewards in your first night. When you first started. We all know it's a beneficial program. So think of it like this. Geraldine and I are directors of a company. Okay? Kerry is our sales assistant. We pay her a wage. She's going out to look for a customer to buy our product. Okay? Now what do we want our customer to do? Buy again. Okay? She may buy it the first time because of the promotion of our sales people, and we teach them how to sell. But she'll buy the second time if the product is worthwhile. Okay? Now, the loyalty program that traditional businesses offers is how do we get the customer to rebuy? Okay? The loyalty program includes both the customer and the salesperson. Now, we're still going to reward our salesperson with income, commission generated as a result of sale. But our salesperson can take advantage of the loyalty program too, as a customer. If you understood what I just said, there is no other company, network, traditional or otherwise, that offers that. Okay? In doTERRA's generosity, they provide for the loyalty program that we can keep our customer, who forms 83% of our world, to rebuy. And if our customer never ever refers somebody into the program, we're totally okay with that, as long as she rebuys itself. But now we have a program, right, that helps our sales assistant. She gets commission for the sale, and she can also take advantage of the program herself. So take any other networking you've been part of that you know about, okay? The companies provide incentives per month to get customers. The loyalty program is for everyone, okay? As we segregate 83% and 17%, all right, we have 100% that can take advantage of our loyalty program. If you try, this is where the retention rate is different, and this is important that everyone gets it. Okay? When you try and look after the 83%, you have turnover where people in your group, in your team, have no interest in making money or sharing or referring people whatsoever. But they are interested in our product. They want to buy lavender, they want to buy fennel, they want to look at vetiver, and they want to understand how the shampoo and conditioner work. They're totally okay with that. You know the benefit for that? Get on the loyalty reward program. Okay? Order a minimum 50 points, and you can take advantage of getting free product. You have a program that looks after the 83%. You have a very strong, sustaining program. Okay? Now, this is the difference in relation to the loyalty program that we have also takes advantage of looking after our 17%. Our people that go out and share, they can also take advantage of this program. No other company has that. Okay? No other company has that. So doTERRA's retention, okay, is 65% worldwide. And for those of you who have been at the trainings will understand, in March leadership, Corey shared, since birth, 25th of April 2008, our retention in doTERRA to 4.9 million is 70.6%. You try and find that at another network marketing company. Averagely, they average around 13%. And there's not a company that goes over 4% in Australia. So when you get the bright idea and someone says to you, hey, you're going to get your position. This is a great opportunity. This is a great network. Oh my goodness me, this is the best product. What? You don't understand? You need to do it now. This is phenomenal. We never have to be part of that. And some of you who follow the trends that I do, very passionate about it, will know that there are already four companies that have gone down this year. It started last year. Their retention is 4%. What does that mean? That means if you have 100 people in your system, in your team, in 12 months' time, you have to have another 96 join to enjoy the income you enjoy today. You're always going to have people who come and go, it's totally fine. There's always going to be people who leave. Okay? There's always going to be people who think the grass is greener. Totally fine. But when you have a 70.6%, you can walk away from your business. Okay? 100 PV is for commissions. 125 PV is product of the month. Your order before the 15th. One is maintenance. John, I've been involved seven months. I'm at 20%, but the registration is due and I really can't afford my order. These people need to understand that they just need to order one thing. Okay. One bottle of lemon, 13 PV, 12 PV, $13. Alright, one lip balm, 4 PV, $6. Okay. They don't move forward, but they don't move backwards either. If they completely want to come out of it, just make sure they spend all their points. Okay. They have to do this via phone or email to get out of it. It's not a program you can just tick a box and just delete. They do it on purpose, so that people actually have to do something to come off it. Alright? This is loyalty rewards. When you understand the power of the loyalty rewards, you'll appreciate one, Doterra's generosity, that it's part of their percentage of income that they give to everybody in the world. And two, the uniqueness of the program. There is nothing like it, in comparison, in any other company anywhere. Now, when you have those two solid, then you should never ever lack the confidence to be able to share. I look at people stupid and I say, we have the best and most intelligent way to purchase. Month-to-month program, get free product. And they say to me, oh, it's not one of those pyramid things. Oh, I'm not really confident about ordering on a month-to-month basis. And I look at them and with posture I say, I don't think doTERRA is for you. And when you create the confidence that you can take it away from somebody, that you don't have to jump on a table because you made a sale of $330 and this Thursday we get 47. That's not what we're about. If someone orders a kit like that and they don't go on the loyalty program, then you haven't done your job correctly. Okay? 10 oils in relation to ordering $200 a month every month for the next 2 years and never reorder the same product. You have not done your job as a wellness advocate to provide for the new person, to show them how they can have other product available to them. The loyalty program is phenomenal. I understand that. Okay. At leadership, we were teaching two presidentials about fast start. So if you don't have standard, it's a turbo. Alright. If you can get the presidential and not done, I'm okay with that. Alright? I think personally it's probably a very easy. Alright. So as we go through the compensation plan, understand number one as income is the loyalty reward program. Alright? Number two is now the fast start. Okay? The fast start works like this. It's a three generation, 20%, 10%, 5%. There is you, and you enroll somebody. So we're going to take the example of somebody joining with a $330 kit, 235 PV, and 20% of that is $47. Okay? Now today is Wednesday, so you've enrolled them tonight. All the order calculated in their first 60 days, between Sunday and Sunday, you have time, 168 hours, okay? We have a little bit of time on the Monday afternoon around 4 o'clock because of the time difference, all right? But generally I say,
Sunday
12 a.m., you need to have your 100 PV loyalty reward order in place. This is your template. And your template is under the shop tab. On the right-hand side, you will set up your loyalty order, and it just needs to be set for next month. All right, it needs to be a minimum of 100 PV. We had a lady, thankfully, is not here tonight. Been involved 6 years. Her loyalty order was sitting on the 31st at 99.5. And I'm the first person that she'll ring to say, oh, I'm not getting my check this month. And I say, whose fault is that? Now, if it's sitting at 99.5 for 4 weeks, she also misses out on fast start every week. And she She was wondering why she's getting zero balance each Thursday. On the Thursday here is when we get paid. It's Wednesday in the US. On Thursday, you'll see in your AR account. Your AR account stands for accounts receivable. It's set up when you enroll with doTERRA, and you will have $47. It is your money. Do it as you please on the Thursday. Okay? Yes? Person. So they'll get the 20%, you get the 10%. If it's within the same week, it'll be $23.50. Alright. And the third level of enrollment, 20% here, 10% here, 5% for you, so about $12.75. Okay, also. If that's within another week, then it just revolves and rotates from Sunday to Sunday. So it's every 168 hours for the first 60 days of a new person's life. Alright? Now, that's basic training. Advanced training incorporates that if you enroll and then you have your loyalty rewards. So let's say we enroll in July. And this is August. Okay? So our loyalty rewards in August need to be set up for 100 PB. doTERRA will pay you in good faith if you have set up your template. That if you enroll someone tomorrow and your template's in place for August, you get paid. Now, this order does not go through and you are not in integrity or authenticity that you have then fulfilled your part of the bargain, doTERRA will have a clawback system. And that will claw back the $47 they've paid you. And you will find in your AR account minus 47. Okay? So this is every month after the first month. The only exception in relation to the fast start is the enrollment month, which we like to have and enroll people with a kit of any sort or a minimum 100 PV. Okay? So by standard of business, okay, we do it as a matter of practice, as the best business practice, to enroll somebody with 100 PV. The policy actually states that it only needs to be 1 PV. Okay? So, as long as you enroll somebody with one product in enrollment month, you'll never be clawed back. The only difference is, and the reason for the training, is because some people join with the $35, and then they add their product. Okay, if they join with the $35 membership and they do not order at least one PV during the month, they will have their fast start back. Okay, so just be aware of it. It's very important. One, you know what's right, and two, the policies of the company. Alright, the only exception in relation to the fast start is the enrollment month. But just make it, I think, with the many people that we've enrolled over the last 7 years, I don't think there's been one. We've never had it as part of the consequence to consider some this sound on faster. Because we just make it the rule. Which kit do you want? And 100 PV loyalty. It's just part of our training. Part of the system. Okay? Just know that if they are financially stuck, all right? So July 19, if you come in with one bottle of lemon and you enroll somebody tomorrow and you have your 100 PV template in place, you will never lose your income. It will never be clawed back. But if you join with $35 and don't order product and enroll somebody tomorrow and have your 100 PV template in place, you will get paid. But then you will get and lose your payment. It will be clawed. Alright? The enrollment month is the only exception. So, it doesn't matter anymore, okay? So you must have 100 people in every month after that. Okay, so in 2 years' time you must continue with 100 PV loyalty. This is the importance of maintaining both your template and your order that it goes through. Alright? Everyone okay with that? Mm-hmm. All looking at me blank? Any questions? Okay, cool.
We always share with our team, you know, if you always do 100 PV, you always get paid.
Yep. Yeah, well, we've never questioned it, but this is part of the policies and procedures. We've had now the fast start clawback started March last year. So people have been trying to use the system, so to speak. All right. So the policy has come about so that everybody understands what doTERRA expects. And then it's a business practice of what we do. So as long as you join, and you join people with kits, or at least 100 PV, and then you set them up with the loyalty program of 100 PV, you never go wrong.
Okay.
All right. So just to be clear, all right, if you enrol with the $35, you must make a purchase before the end of the month. You can only put in a standard order, but it must be some purchase. Okay. Let's take a 5 minute break.
Say save up and make a commitment to say I'm going.
Yeah.
And John, I'm hearing this.
And I've got a I've got a friend that's my partner in doTERRA. I mean, we don't earn a lot of money, so. But, and then we put a lot, you know. Like, I mean, when I was over there just now, I bought back a whole heap of modern essential books.
Shouldn't it?
Oh,
September.
Yeah. Oh, is there?
Yeah. Because that always ruins your products.
Anyway, it doesn't matter. But we normally give them away. If someone's really wanting to go and things like that, we'll give them that.
One of my ladies that I...
Or if someone's really sick and really needs help and support, you know, because that's where we come along. Into it more, it's, you know, it's not really about the money side. You know, that comes obviously, you know, when you're supporting people health-wise.
All right, guys, let's get started again. Grab your coffees and tea, some toilet.
Yes, please.
Ready to go? Paul around?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay,
lights.
Okay, we're just going to cut out the middle lights so you can see the Sift Greek.
Oh, Paul's online.
Okay, so we're going to open up the back office just to show you a little bit about why and how. Right, we do things. Just appreciate also, please, that there is some privilege and private information there, so that you know we don't do it for the sake of look at me, but more about training, about what to do and how to do and why to do it. Okay, so.
I can't say anything.
No, I'm fine. Let's continue. Okay. So what we're going to do, we're going to share with, as we go through the compensation plan, we'll use some examples in relation to our back office and show you the reason why we do what we do. Okay. The power of three is probably underestimated, but we're going to go through it in quite detail now, just so that you can see the difference as to why. So the first thing that we need to do for the power of three, there are two considerations. Okay, the first consideration is we have to have three people on loyalty rewards.
No.
We won't. No. I'm going to use this here. So if you can see that, can you see that in the back there or not? It's all right?
No.
You can't see it?
No.
All right. Well, I'm Yeah, just listen closely.
Jesus,
lead by Christ.
Three not loyalty reward. They each have to be on 100 PV, and you have to have a team volume, which is you and your front line, with a total of 600 volume. Right? Now, in America, in the US, they just ask their 3 litres to do 150 PV, so 4 times 150 is 600. What we do in Australia to bring fourth person, and this is our seed. Okay, this is what you need to do here, and have it 5 times 125 is 625. So we need four on the front line. Four on the front line to create our power of $350. All right, this is our $50 equivalent, and that's what we teach people. That is our seed of building. Now, if we have 10 people that we're going to promote to, and these are going to be our future enrollments, we might have enrolled or put or placed 7 people on our front in order to find 4 that want to do what we do. Okay? So if people don't want to go up loyalty reward, it's totally fine. The second generation is the same of finding 4 people wherever they're at. We always keep teams together, so it really combines placements. Now let's just say that we have 4 people on loyalty rewards. The reason that we don't have the 250 is the next step, is because if we have number 5 that we're going to position, we might put them there under number 2. Number 2 has shown commitment with the loyalty rewards. We don't have to have another frontline leg. So we place them underneath number 2. Number 2 is the sponsor, you are the enroller. Okay? Now, but number 5 becomes our leader and someone that we can work with and develops a leadership team, then that is the person that will qualify the line of sponsorship, will qualify the leg. Okay? That's why level 2 is not a priority. So if number 2 has the $50, okay, and number 1 has the $50, we might help this one here and place number 6 under one of number 3's people. Okay? Number 6 might be our leader. Okay, personally enrolled. So we might have number 1, number 5, and number 6 as our leaders within our team. But if that be the situation, and we've only qualified for our $50, we won't qualify for our $250. So that's why the gold go, power of 3, elite, silver, and then $250. Alright? Now, in the bigger picture of things, for those of you who are a little bit more knowledgeable, we build business in teams of 3. Okay? So to show how the bigger picture is, we look at it, and you'll be mentored to this fact. After 4, we bring on leg 5, 6, and 7. One of these will be our diamond leg. Okay? We don't permit position 5, 6, and 7, or 5, 6, and 7 like this, because we have the same thing here, that if 7 becomes our leader, we're not structured correctly. So 5, 6, and 7 become frontline, so that if 7 becomes our leader, right, we can then have and build 7 to 250. We have number 1 earning 50, number 2 earning 50, and number 7 earning 50. There's our 250. So 250 becomes an organic process. Alright? So 5, 6, and 7, if they all become leaders, fantastic, that's just a dream come true. But out of 5, 6, and 7, we're looking for 1. We have number 1 who takes on the leadership, number 5, number 6, there's 3 leg. There's our platinum business. Okay? 5, 6, and 7 create our diamond business. Okay? Once we get diamond, okay? 5, 6, and 7 come on board at gold. Okay, when we reach gold, we start to enroll again. Up until this time, right, we may have enrolled 50 people. And we don't start a 5th league. all the 50 people go in here. Okay? To create sustenance within your first 3 legs. If you spread yourself too thin, too early, you won't rank. Okay? So you need to enroll within these lines of sponsorship. The majority of your enrollments will be on the third level, and only if you're mentored will you enroll on the fourth level. No deeper. Okay? So the power of three now, okay, with placements has been mucked up. But the general rules, if we find 3 people and each of those get $50, we get our $250. And then if we can find 9 of those, we get our $1,500. Okay, level by level, it's a sponsorship bonus. Alright, now, just to complete this on placements, after we, alright, as you go through enrollment again, then you bring on 8, 9 and 10. And one of these will be your blue diamond. For the same reason that if you haven't qualified your 1500, the first 1500, by diamond, then when you promote to blue diamond, then you bring it on. Okay? So realistically, as you build this person here to silver, you should reach your 1500 before you actually get to diamond. Okay, that's the process in relation to building. Alright? So, leave the light on, that's fine. Okay? Leave the light on, it's fine. Okay, so, okay, as you can see here, and I'll just go back to next month, last month. All right. Some of you know our story. We qualified Blue Diamond 2 years ago. And 12 months ago, one of our goals had 2 Premier Leagues join another network marketing company. And so as a goal, when you have 3 Premiers, the 2 people sort of met at meetings and classes, got to know each other quite well. At Premier, you have a team of 40, 50 people. They actually took their whole team, one enrolled the other, and they joined another network company and took both teams with them. So we had one girl who then, the following month, qualified the league. So when you have this ranking, you take a step back and you start to read the process in relation to where they're at. It didn't bother me, but it bothered the gold. Put him into such depression that he's actually walked away from doTERRA now for 12 months. So when you have that, you can't just buy a gold leg, okay? So now we have 4 platinums basically and 6 silvers. Right? So we're basically building the silvers to gold and platinum in order to move forward, okay? But as a result, okay, you'll see there that on qualification, you look at it that we are 3 people away from the second power of 3. Just think here. Alright? So we don't fill holes and put 3 people that we personally enroll into those positions. Okay, that's not how you build the power of 3. But when the person who qualifies for 250, it's important enough for them to allow them to enroll, then it will happen. Alright? So I just want to show you what we've done so that you can see a little bit about how to build in relation to power of 3. And then we'll go through and show you the importance of why it needs to be a consideration for or from the company. Okay, so just as I'm going through there, you can see here, we've just spent 800 points. I've still got 400-500 listed here, 30%. Okay, this shows you basically the next order, 200 PV. So 922 here, just over 1 million here. All right, and you can see here the 19th, we've already got up to 800+ thousand. All right, the beauty on the growth that you see that we're now joining anywhere between 1,200 and 1,500 new people each month is the growth of that. Okay, so here you see, all right, we have 12 frontline. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and there's another 6 here. Okay? So you can see that the original five that we had, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, right? This here, our first diamond ship, right? This is our leader here, right? Platinum, silver, gold, and this person here is the second level. Okay, so these were our four leaders. This person here, this person here, this person here, and this person here. We had five frontline originally, and that was our diamond ship. Okay, so we didn't get our 1500, we only had two, right? This person here didn't want to see the business, but still today, right, 7 years later, still puts in their 100 PV order. Okay, this business does about 10,000, 11,000. Okay, and so you can see here that we teach and duplicate four and five, right? Building here, right? This person here is elite, this person here is a gold, okay? And this person here, we love them no less, right? Had about five people in their team to start off with, a couple have dropped off, but really didn't see the bigger picture, okay? Now, having second level leaders to create a diamond ship is enough to bring in the $6,000, $7,000, $8,000, $9,000, $10,000 per month. Okay? Let me brought on three more. Okay? So this one here is leg number 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, and 12. Alright? So leg number 6 you can see is well structured. Leg number 7 is well structured. Okay, in duplication. And now we've got, right, so 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, and 12. So this is, right,
blue diamond leg.
Okay, this
is the leader here.
Blue diamond.
Right, and then we bring on 10, 11, and 12.
Okay, you can see here, number 11 and 12, but number 12 here is the sixth leg, presidential leg. Alright? Now, the reason that you build it like this is that you have frontline, and it wasn't until this person here came on board, right, that we had the 1500. Right? So, if this person here was enrolled in the first four legs, that defeats the purpose. Now, it's not wrong to have 12 frontline, but you've got to know what to do with 12 frontline. You don't join and enroll 12 straight. Okay? You build upon it that you find three legs first and you enroll in three legs. Within the first three levels of placements and you find your three team leaders. That is the goal. No excuses. When you get to platinum, your platinum income can range between $4,000 and $7,000. Now we start to talk about replacement of income. Okay? Replacement of income starts to be serious about doTERRA and making money. So the power of three is important, but not important to take away your rank. So we ranked diamond first before we had the 1500 come forth. So up until building towards blue, did we then have this extra $1,500 come in? It was less important. So you've got to look at the difference. doTERRA will pay you 4,000 US as a diamond, and the power of three is 1500. Which one do you want more? Okay, so this was our choice. If you're lucky enough to find three people who built the 250, right, at the same time, it works and it's good. But generally you'll find that it doesn't work like that. Okay. That's why you need to become an enrolling machine. There's no diamond that's enrolled less than 50 people. So you need to get your enrollment skis on and go out and make it to people and place them in three lines of sponsorship. Okay, and then choose your three whom you think will be your three team leaders. Okay? So this is just an example to show you that these are three levels, 12 lines, right, and the whole team is now 18,000 big. Okay? We have and just clocked over 199 premiers and above. So there are team leaders upon team leaders upon team leaders, and we build anywhere down below 40 levels. So we'll work with or without you, but you need to start the ball rolling in order to make it work. Okay? Alright. So let's go back to this example here. Yeah, just for a moment.
Yep.
Okay, the power of three. The reason it's so important is because if you do it correctly, you have four people on the front line. Okay, when they enroll four each, right, you have 12 on the second level, and when they enroll on the third level, you have 36 positions. These are the positions that you can enroll. Okay, you can enroll your front line. You can enroll under this person and put a person here. You have 12 positions in order to help the structure. A lot of people get in trouble because we don't fill holes. If you have a leader that's positioned here, you don't place another person here in that leg. Okay? In order to help this person get their 250 or even their 50, they've got to hold their own class. And they've got to enroll people here, not you. Okay? That's where the power of three falls down. So, you have 52 positions in order to position on level one, level two, and level three. This creates the foundation, right, for the rest. Okay? So, let's have a look at the power of three, $1,500. If you were going to earn that in any other network marketing company, the result of, say, 5% of X volume is equal to $1,500. Now, just in short, in mathematics, X is equal to 30,000. Okay? So you need 30,000 volume in any other network marketing system that if your business is doing 30,000, 5% of that, and you're paying $1,500. Right? If you calculated the generosity of the company in simplicity, that if you have 4, 12, 36 and you fill it with 52 spaces, okay, and you multiply that by 125, which is around 6,000 volume, doTERRA will pay you $1,500. Okay? Now, it stems from the 250 and it also stems from the 50. Okay? This is the reason why doTERRA is so generous in their attitude. You only need to do 6,000 volume and you'll get paid for 6,000 volume, and because you're structured correctly, you get added 1,500. That's why it's important and you need to focus. Alright? So, let's look at you and enrolling four people this way. Okay? What is the volume required here? 125, 125, 125. Times 4 is 500. Alright? 500 volume just on your front line. Okay? What do you get paid for that? 2%? 2% of 500 is?
$10.
As a result of the structure, what do you get?
50.
Alright? Plus the $50 3 bonus, so the total of? Any way that you structure this, if you go 1, 2, 3, 4, or 1, 2, 3, 4, right, or 1, 2, 3, 4, any which way that you structure it without looking and concentrating on your power of three, you only get paid volume. So 2% here, 3% here, 5% here, 5% here. If you have one leg that you position and you think you need to go down in the leg or position in one leg, okay, and let's just say the same 500 volume, and roughly it's less than 5%, but let's just say it's 5%, right? That's $25. Okay, it's around $20. So your new person has four people that they've introduced, and they've enrolled and structured. It is your job as a wellness advocate to structure them correctly. Okay? If you structure them any which way in two legs, trading on power of three, they will only get $25. This way they get $60. If this was you, which one would you prefer? Now, it doesn't make a difference when you go diamond, let me tell you. But it makes a difference today for next month that if they have $60 or $25 and this helps them offset their loyalty rewards, the importance of that. Someone struggling today, single mums, people looking at doTERRA, can't afford it, would love to. $60 out of $120 for the 100 PV is a lot better than 25. And that's how you've got to look at it, and that's why it's important, and that's why it's the first goal. Don't ever take away the importance that doTERRA has put in place to select a solid foundation, okay? From here, you build. 1, 2, 3, 4 is not wrong. I want to say it really clear. It is not wrong. But there is a more effective way. Do we get that? Okay, it is important to understand structure for foundation so that you can move forward. This person having made $60 will now help their number three to do exactly the same thing. Okay? Okay. Let's get involved in the unit level. The unit level is 7 levels deep. The unit level is something that is, if you would like to earn $1,000 per month, this is where it comes from. Okay? The unit level is such that if you have 3 people here and everybody having 3 people and 100% retention, right, your business will look something like this. From 3 people here, you have 2187 with 100% retention of 3 introducing 3. 100%. What happens when you introduce number 4? What does it look like down here? What happens when you introduce number 5? What does it look like down here? Your job is to build in here. That is your job. Okay? Make sure that you are structured and sound and sustaining. This will happen. With or without you, it will happen. It is not your job to enroll down here. That's not what we do. Tap rooting is tapping into the root of your organization to find a person on level 6 who wants to hold a class where there is no one on level 5 to level 1 who will help them. So it is your responsibility to help them, and that is tap rooting. Okay, it is a network terminology to help people in your depth. If that person becomes silver, okay, what is the volume that each of these people get? Who knows?
9,000.
9,000? Minimum silver 9,000. This person gets 9,000, this person gets 9,000, this person gets 9,000, this person gets 9,000. This person's personally an old body. Do you think they're going to be happy to have 9,000 volume go through their business?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. It is not your job to enroll this person, but to work with this person because this person's been introduced by that person. This example is so true when you go past 7 levels and you start to build in depth of your organization. We don't love any people any less in this group here. Okay? Someone will introduce them somewhere. As more people get involved with doTERRA, more leaders come on board. Okay? Your job is foundation so that it rock and rolls. So that you have people who are enrolling without your help. Who'd like that? Right? Without your involvement and your enabling all the time. So this is the uni level. The uni level allows you permanence. 2%, 3%, 5, 5, 6, 6, and 7. This is the 34% no breakage of payment. People that get paid on these levels, okay, we have what we call dynamic compression. We don't have compression. If this person does not put in their 100 PV order, people don't move up. Okay? Under normal compression, that's not how it works. Okay, they stay at their level, and it's still the same level. Okay, and dynamic compression, there's when this person here puts in their 100 PV order, it is then sought to the upline who deserve it. What is the minimum order that you have to put through on a unit level? How much? Mm-hmm. 50 PV. As a wellness advocate, as long as you have 50 PV, you will get paid one level. Okay? So this person here, who introduces this person here, if they put in a minimum of 100 PV, how much will you get paid? $2. Okay, 2% of 100 PV, $2. Okay, so as a wellness advocate, as long as you're doing a minimum 50 points, you will still get payment in the unit level. It's really another generous code of doTERRA as a company to make a difference to people who don't even put in 100 PV. All right, then we've got manager. 500 PV. Director, 1,000. Director is 1,000. Eight people at 125. That's how you can measure it. And you have eight people in your team, each on the product of the month. You will hit director over and over again. This is the first rank that doTERRA will send out a certificate. We congratulate you at director status. Executive, 2,000, 16 people. Elite, reach elite, teach elite. 3,000 points, 24 people at 125. The business is built at elite. The business is built at elite. That's why this is the second goal. In the bigger picture of presidential diamond, 6 platinums, 18 silvers, 54 elites. This is the structure that you require for 91,000 US per month. Bit like that. Okay? That is the goal down the track. Paula and I are still on journey. Okay? The journey stems from the day you start promoting to the day that you set. And everywhere and every day there is another goal, per day, per week, per month. And it doesn't matter whether you don't achieve the goal here, just reset it and keep on going. We are here in our journey, 7 years down the track. If it happens tomorrow, fantastic. If it happens next year, fantastic. If it happens in 2020, fantastic. We set the goal to move forward. Okay? This is your journey. Everything in relation to the compensation plan applies to you and you only. This is the important thing that I want everybody to listen to. Right? You are one leg of your enrollment. So what you achieve does not mean your upline achieves. If you get that, okay? It doesn't matter what your enroller does. They are not part of your business. It is their business. So you take on the responsibility for your business. Your enroller will support you 110% to help you in all of your business, and all the people here. Your enroller has an interest to help these people here. But if you achieve a particular rank, it doesn't mean they achieve. So you need to take the responsibility for your business. The compensation plan is about you. As we look at placements, as we share in relation to how to place and why to place, it is not your responsibility to place on the 5 to try and help 1, 2, 3, 4. That is not your responsibility. That's why we don't place there. It's all well and good with intention and karma to want to help somebody and allow them the volume. Let me tell you that if they don't want to help themselves, you can't change that. So your report is the place where it matters to you. And whatever happens as a result of that, if we can help other people and they show commitment and then we can help and sponsor and enrol within their team, all well and good. But don't do yourself a disservice.
Okay.
We have now people telling me that it's good to enrol on the 7th level and the 8th level. Okay? Uneducated. If you enrol here, you don't understand the unit. It is not your role to enrol here. And this is the reason why. When you have compression, in your first level, if you have a silver followed by your second level, premier, you will only ever get paid 7 levels. This is now advanced, this is diamond trading. Right? When someone gets to platinum and they want to understand compression, this is the importance. When you develop a silver anywhere in your organization, followed by a premier, any depth of this person that puts in 100 PV, the 2% comes here, the 3% comes here, the 5% comes here, the 5% comes here, the 6% comes to the premier, the 7% comes to the silver. There's no more to come to you. Right? So, let's look at the 34%, and let's go through that again. The 2% goes to the wellness advocate. The 3% goes to the manager. The 4% goes to the executive. The 5% goes to the elite. The 6% goes to the premier, and the 7% goes to the silver. Now, what the computer will do is it will find whoever is at those ranks. As soon as you develop a silver followed by a premier, compression cuts out. So, if this is not first and second level, let's say it's third and fourth level, that you have somebody up here, you know somebody here, who developed a silver here, followed by a premier here. Your business will develop 7 levels from there. So 3 to 7 is 10 levels. On the 10th level, that person will get the silver, 7%. Anything beyond there is beyond you. You will get paid 1 to 10 levels in your business. When you develop and break a silver in your business, okay, followed by another leader, you can then develop 7 levels from that. Okay? We can never track compression. You can never look at your business. When you have more than 100 people in your team, you'll never find out what you earn. Okay, you never work it out. And the reason is this. When you have 5 levels, 243 people here, you have 243 lines of sponsorship coming back to the same person. So you have 243 legs. Now, anything can happen in those legs. One person does an order, one person orders 50, one person orders 30, one orders 220. You can't work it out. It's too many. So the computer works it out on every order. The order comes in, the Terra then segregate the 7 levels. 2% goes here, 3% here, 5% and up it goes. Right? That is compression. That is what we call dynamic compression. Dynamic compression is a compression that gets paid from leader to leader. Doterra don't have normal compression. All right, let me just show you here, very quickly. When we have, let's have a look at, this is, when you build a business and a small percentage and a small few who are or who want to understand their commission summary. Okay? So If you have a look here, you'll see. We've just gone over 18,000 here. You can see here, 199 premiers and above. This number is one number I really don't care about. Right. People who come off loyalty rewards. Now, in fact, if someone says to me, John, I don't think they tell us from anymore and I'm not going to reorder, I actually walk them to the door and say, I'm sorry, it's not for you. If they can't see the importance of how beautiful this is. All right, so just sharing with you. All right, you can see here 1,500, 1,200, you know, where we are, the 19th of the new people, you know, the levels. We can show you then, as we skip through here, the 34 countries that we're in. And you can have a look and see where the growth is. We have about 7 to 8 different countries that we're building personally. Our biggest groups in Romania. If we then sort of have a look at alright, let's have a look here, just at some new people. Alright, so this month here, so the 19th, so you look at it and you say to yourself, okay, we've got 766 new people that have joined in the last 19 days. Alright, now you can have something to do with that, or not, but it will still happen anyway. Okay? Now remember what I said before, we are only one leg of one person. One leg of one person. Understand? So whatever you do and whatever leadership that you take on, if you have 6 people like that, your business starts to grow. Now, this is what, let's have a look at someone here. Okay? Now you can see here, I'm not pointing out anybody, and if you see someone you know, fantastic, I'm really happy with that. Alright, so let's have a look at this lady. Ruth's not here, is she? No? I think she's part of your group, isn't she? Ruth. So you can see here, this is a lady who's level 37 who's just joined. Okay, in the last 19 days. Huh? So, as we get on to her, and I'm not going to embarrass her by any means, and I want you to understand it's still very private, but I want you to see the difference, and this is an example of compression. Okay? So, I think she's in Geraldine's group, so I'm not going to embarrass Geraldine. Okay. So let me go back to that. Okay, if you see where I'm going and what I'm doing, these are the sort of things that we look at from day to day, week to week. Let me start again. The internet's so good here. Sorry? I'm just showing the line of sponsorship, okay? And I'm going to give you an example in relation to the depth of how and what happens with these people as to...
Who's your upline, John?
My upline is Christian and Mark.
Oh.
Mark Ewan is my enroller. Yeah. And Christian, if you met them at the convention last year.
They must be very happy.
Let me tell you with all honesty, we are the baby league.
Oh no.
Yeah.
All right, of their 6 leagues, we are the baby league.
All
right. Okay, so if you see what I'm doing here, I'm just clicking on the user, which is here. All right.
You've got the X in the corner, then you've got 3 symbols, the left-hand symbol, right behind this one for that person.
Alright, so this doesn't show you the full extent of the 37, I don't know why, it's probably an internet thing. I don't mean to embarrass Geraldine, but okay, it's part of Geraldine's group, and you can see how she's building and why she's building so deep. Alright? So this goes from us, okay, to platinum, silver, silver, all right, and then you can see all of these as rankings, okay? So what I want to show you, what I want to share with you, is just look at the bottom. And you can see here, consultant, 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 consultant. So 100 PV that this person on level 21 puts through, the company will look for, right, the first wellness advocate. Okay? So the person with level 20 will get paid 2%. The person on level 19, 18, 17, 16 and 15 get no payment in relation to that. Okay? The next person after that is the director. Now they will get a 3% manager. So you can see here, from 14 to 21, that's seven levels deep, they get the second level payment. Okay, so just here, you can see level 14, director. Okay, they will get the 3%.
Because
there's no manager there. All right, so as a director for 1,000, all right, they will get the manager 3%. Okay. Now, if we continue, you'll see another consultant. So that person will get nothing. The computer will now go to pay out the director. So the next one is, all right, just above that, on level 12. So level 12 to level 21, okay, is nine levels. So nine levels deep that you're building and building and building, you're still getting $3 from that 100 PV order. Okay. Now this is the fun bit, okay? You see, all of the consultants underneath that person, right, they get 3% from the whole lot. They get 3%, right?
From level 14,
level
15, level 16, level 17,
level 18, level 19, level 20, and level 21. The 3% goes to them, all those levels. That is compression. That is dynamic compression. Okay? So now the computer works out from that director. You see, there are two more directors above them. Right? They won't get paid anything. So now the computer will look out for an executive, which will be nine, right, which is an elite. They will get the executive 4% payment, 3% payment. Alright? Now, the importance to realise is that it's also compressed. So from level 9 to level 21, right, which is 12 levels, all of the orders in that line of sponsorship, 12 orders, that person gets paid executive. Are we getting this?
Mm-hmm.
Are we understanding? Seeing the difference?
Mm-hmm.
So from that, right, then you've got your premier, so they'll get the 6%, okay, and then you've got your elite, your premier. So then you can look at and see the difference in relation to who gets the premier bonus, who gets the silver bonus, which is the 6% and 7%. Alright? So there's nothing in there coming up to blue diamond. Alright, so once there's a silver followed by a premier, your compression cuts out. So this is just a matter of time that they can enjoy the compression in some of the lower levels. Alright? You want to get the diamond as soon as you can because compression will cut out, but you want the diamond bones.
Okay.
So you'll work a few ways. So now what I'm going to do, I'm just going to take you through. Remember that the Rhodes Diamond Training is all about mentoring. That a lot of people, even at Platinum, right, that we now start from scratch to share with them and open up their back office, they have no clue what to do with their back office and how to read it. Right, if it's all done in relation to that, I don't have 5 hours to spend with you to teach you, but you need to have the basics of how you can read your commission summary, okay, and your breakdown of basics and what reports to do and how.
Yes.
she's saying that all the orders get bulked together. Essentially on that bulk of
nine. You get paid for all those on the left, that's what you're saying. All those orders, then you get 3%.
All right, well, we're waiting for that to load. Okay, so let's continue. Generally what we have, okay, as we go through a commission summary and show you basically how to read your commission statement, you can see through the statements how the compression sets in, that you can don't have to have anything to do with that, but it's nice just to go through, you know, pages 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, and see how the 7% fits in. That once you build the silver, followed by Premier, then the compression cuts out. So as you're building, you can see how many levels you get paid in depth. You don't have to worry about it. The response I get from the individuals as they start to understand their compensation plan is, we just enjoy the spending.
And you also see that there'll be people at certain levels, and you get paid at a different
level, and
that explains why.
So
you don't have somebody
to
go into Excel spreadsheet
to
check it.
You won't be able to put it on a spreadsheet.
Well, you don't employ someone to check it.
Oh, God. No, you don't need to. No. Friendship and just talk to me and ask questions as you need to and as you want to. And the general assistance that I can help you with is to go through your back office and go through your commission summary and explain to you what group volume and commissionable volume means and how you get paid, why percentage wise, and how it works and why the total. And it's always good fun just to know once how it works. Right? See the people who are qualified, which reports to print off as a result. Now, I like the number one report I like from the dashboard is $100 but not an LRP. Okay, you'll see that on the right-hand side, and it'll have $100 not on an LRP. If you go into that, you will see the many people that order a standard order of $100 and don't take advantage of the loyalty rewards to get free credits. Now, whether or not they know or don't know, it's your responsibility to at least track the line of sponsorship and ask why they're only putting standard orders through. Okay. The other report I like is people who come off the loyalty rewards in the last 3 months. Okay, so generally, it doesn't matter, but you can track it as a report. Okay, to find the line of sponsorship, deal with the leader within the depth, and just follow through and make sure that they understand that they're happy to come off. Okay, if you want to keep yourself active within your team, if it relates. When you've got 10 people on your team, worry about it too much. When you get to 1,000, you start to learn in management mode, right, how to look after a team. When you get to 20,000, it really, you have to have systems in place, otherwise you won't have any time for anything else. Okay? The 7% pools is a phenomenal leadership pool, okay? And generally when you get the silver, gold, or platinum, okay, you're sharing 2%. The silver gets 1 share, the gold gets 5, the platinum gets 10. Okay, this is just a little bit extra when you get the silver. Minimum it's $150, I believe it's around $200. Somewhere around there. Who's the silver? Who's the bonus? Anyone know?
230 it was.
230?
Yep.
Beautiful. Okay, so $230 in your silver. Okay, multiply that by 5. Alright, there's 1,150. Okay, and platinum 10 times?
Sure.
Okay, so just for being platinum level 3 silvers, you're getting this as an added bonus over and above. Alright? So, when you get into leadership and you have the diamond pools, now the diamond have a bit of both pools, they have leadership, they have 3 shares, 3 for blue diamond and 3 for presidential, right, and a share of 1%. Okay? And then you have 1% just purely for diamonds, 1% purely for blue diamonds, and 1% purely for presidential diamonds. Now this here is 4,000, this is 12,000, and this is 30,000. Alright, so this is all US dollars. When you get to diamond, you get a $4,000 bonus just for being a diamond, just for qualifying a diamond, just for having 4 silvers in your business. Okay? 4,000 US dollars is 6,000 for us. Okay, when it comes to blue diamond and you've got 5 golds, 12,000, it's just a bonus for being there at that rank. Nothing else. You don't have to do anything else for it. It's not done on volume or anything like that. Right? Every blue diamonds, or let's say diamond, a diamond who does 36 volume, 36,000. All right, and there are diamonds who do millions of volume. All right, so when you get to presidential diamond, you have 6 platinums, right, the bonus is 30,000. All right, so when you look at these pools, we've now encountered, okay, the Premier Silver is now at another share of 1%. Okay, this is the enrollment bonus, the empowerment bonus, as part of the pools now. So any Premier, any Silver, who now looks at to enroll, it's one person, doesn't matter whether you're 1 or 10, you get a share of 1% of everyone who enrolls at that level. And that's around $200 as well. So let's look at incomes, okay? A Premier should, with 5,000 volume, right, only make an average of $250, 5%, okay? So if you are well structured and you have the power of 3 plus, you should be making another $250. And if you enroll someone, okay, you should get another $200. Mm-hmm. This is the sort of incomes a Premier can get. Premier, 5,000 volume, okay, structured with 2 executives, okay, so you should have at least $700. Now that is a well above average Premier, well structured and working active. Alright? Silver, the minimum of silver can make is $650. The average of silver makes is around $2,100, and the average silver in doTERRA makes $26,000 a year. Okay? And how do you structure for silver? 3 elites. Right, 3 elites, purely at elite stage. Right, and this is why you build 4 frontline to find 3 people. Okay? Non-structured elites, and build them for silver. Alright? 26,000, whose life would change if you could make an extra 26,000 supplement wise part time? Would you believe they're breaking silvers in 4 weeks now?
No.
Okay, from start to finish, people joining today by the end of August qualifying silver. No excuse attitude. Okay, for an average person, silvers will take about 6 months. Not a race. Goals? The average, you might make about $2,000. Generally, you make about $3,000 if you're well structured, and the average for doTERRA is $50,000. Okay, so this is looking at the pools, looking at 3 people, and this is why we place the way that we do. Right? Silver, gold, platinum, you only need 3 legs that you build with the gold and platinum in mind. 3 legs to diamond, 3 legs the blue diamond, 3 legs, the presidential diamond. Alright? Now you don't have to build like that, but if you do, you become well structured. Elise Shepherd is the number one money earner in the world. Okay? She is now qualifying triple presidential. She's currently triple diamond, working very, very hard to be triple presidential by convention. Okay, what does that mean? That means she has 18 frontline platinum minimum. Okay? 18 frontline platinum. Who'd like that?
Okay.
it's unheard of, and she's setting records and teaching people how to build in record time, breaking diamonds in record time with minimum volume.
She's a crazy.
Okay? She's teaching people to place exactly the way that you've been shown tonight on what to do, how to do, when to do, and why to do, and the importance on building frontline structure within three levels. That is the key. If you don't care to go presidential and you only ever want to be an elite, I'm okay with that. Enroll on the 12th level. All right, totally fine. If you want to be a little bit more profitable, okay, and you want to make your business work, you need to work frontline. It is your business. And this is how the legs get built. Don't think that if you go from platinum to diamond, by the time you're gold and you enroll one person, that you're going to find your winner. Okay, that's why you build in three legs. At least you give yourself a chance that one of them may survive to move through. Alright? Now, it doesn't mean that we don't love the other two any less. It just means people are people. And they work in different strategies, they work at different strengths, they work at different times. Alright? Before they move forward. The pools is just to show you how quickly you need to look and focus on getting to diamond, because as soon as you're a diamond, it doesn't matter how you structure or why or whether or not you continue. But each month that you have four silvers qualifying, you get a bonus, $4,000, $6,000. Now, if we look at that bonus just as a bonus and ask yourself how hard you work for an hour's pay to earn $6,000 per month. Just think about that. That if you can do this within the next 12 months or 2 years to just qualify at that level, to earn that income and respect. Who would love that? Mm. $1,500 just for being a leader. Now, the beauty of residual income is that regardless of being a diamond and then working the business 40 hours a week or 0 hours a week, you still get the money. Okay? And that's the importance of understanding residual income. You need to do whatever it takes with a no-excuse attitude today, because no one's watching you. No one cares whether you do it or you don't do it. Only you will know what you do. And that is the importance of reading and getting yourself developed to a self-development stage that you can handle the income together with handle the leadership level. Not everyone can be done. Look to the person next to you, look to the person on the other side, look to the person in front and behind. 1 in 5,000 reach it. Are you that 1 in 5,000? Are you going to do whatever it takes in order to make a difference and look at doTERRA culture, share it passionately, no matter what? Okay? This is a non-fluff attitude, okay, in order to do that. It's important. We come to a very important title. But it's very important, and it will give you the importance of why to do what we do. We'll talk about tax. Okay? Taxes company-wise, when you earn money, you have to share it with the government.
Why?
All right? To us, realistically, it won't come into battle until you get the silver. Make you around $26,000. Before that, you don't have to worry about it. Okay? I want to make it very clear that I can't give financial advice. So if you want, for those of you that need bookkeeping or are looking to have a bookkeeper, alright, my daughter, Elizabeth, she's one of the best bookkeepers in Australia. She's taught directly in relation to the networking status. If you would like her number, come see me afterwards. She will set up your books and association to make sure that you're compliant in Australia, okay? This is to show you exactly how we do things and why. From the first stage, from 0 to 18,200, we don't pay any tax, regardless of the income. 18,201 to 37,000, okay, we make 19 cents for every dollar over that. when you look at this, right, this is the tax schedule within Australia. It doesn't matter what you do, when you do, how you do, why you do, whatever business you do. If you don't earn any more than $18,200, you don't pay any tax, full stop. Okay? If you earn $18,000 to $37,000, you pay 19 cents in the dollar, any dollar over $18,000. Okay? $37,000 to $87,000, you pay $35,072. Okay? And then you pay 32 cents for any dollar over $37,000. $87,000 to $180,000, you pay $21,562, okay, tax plus 37 cents, any dollar over $87,000. And then you've got your tax bracket, $180,000, you're going to pay $54,000 in tax plus 45 cents in the dollar of any dollar over $180,000. Okay, now, this is how it applies. If an average silver makes $26,000, okay, you can claim all sorts of different things within your business. Right? We are a people business. Generally what you want to do, okay, first of all you need to get yourself an ABN. ABN is very, very simple, Australian business number. You are a consultant in the health field, alright, you're a sales consultant, you're a health consultant, you can talk, call yourself whatever you like, right, and you work in the sales field, training field, health field, whatever you choose. That's it. You get yourself an ABN number, you notify doTERRA and you pay your own tax. Alright? Then you go to a bank. And you set yourself up with an account here with your name in it. Mm-hmm. And the account is just you. And you only use this account purely for business. It comes with a debit card or a credit card. Mm-hmm. And you only use that card for business purposes. Mm-hmm. Nothing else. All right? What Elizabeth will do is she tracks everything you spend on your card that comes out of here to make sure that it's all business related. All right? And then she will do it and organize your tax. End of the year, it's really a foolproof system. Okay. So, once you have this set up, then when you have money coming in from doTERRA, okay, and you have expenses coming out, you can list the type of expenses that you have. When you have a mortgage, rent, right, a percentage of what you use the home for is done as a deduction. Car. When you work out the percentage of what you use your car for, you run a log, 12 weeks. So let's just say it's 85% business use. So 85% insurance, registration, tyres, service, services, petrol, right, kilometres. Everything like that is tax deductible. All the business expense that comes out of this account. Anything from here, computer, printer, paper, grocery. Travel. Ah, good one. Loyalty rewards. Alright? Any dollar that you have from your loyalty rewards is 100% deductible. Alright? If you spend $200 or $2,000 every month, every dollar that you spend on the loyalty rewards or buying doTERRA, you have to sample it, I'm guessing.
Yes.
So you need to know what the product is.
Alright?
So any money that you spend on the product any month, every product, every dollar is tax deductible. Alright, it's part of your business expense. Every pen, every administration, everything to do with your business is tax deductible. It's a business expense. Okay? Now, when you earn $26,000, which you won't earn directly when you hit silver, but note that $18,000 is the tax threshold. So when you have 26 coming in here, you're going to have business deductions coming out here because of this. Mm-hmm. All right, just the loyalty rewards. If you're earning, if you're spending 200 PV each month, 12 times 2 is 2400 PV. So we're already spending 3,000 on product. Okay. Mm-hmm. So it's not hard to have deductions in relation to what you spend. Right, travel. Mm-hmm. So Paula and I are up here. Accommodation, everything we eat, everything we spend. Pokies, but everything we spend, all right,
car
with
hire,
respect,
car hire,
car hire, accommodation, airfares, all of that, every dollar comes out of the business account. Okay? So you can travel more. You can enjoy more. You know, it's really hard when you have to travel to find expenses. All right? So now we look at gold.
Yeah,
no, that's not me.
We are getting away. What's your
talking about it, and you get through yours.
Okay. When you're first starting, all your business goes back into it.
Every day.
Alright, your first little bits here, 100 here, 200 there, all your fast starts, everything like that, goes into here to pay for your business. Alright, so with respect to everybody, alright, the room here is what we pay for because it's a business expense for the John and Paul team. So nobody else has to worry about that realistically. Alright, that's how you can run your business. Alright, and you look at that and you say, you don't give anybody else the responsibility. You run your business and you have your expenses for you. If this is your goal of business income, okay, 57,000, now we're only talking about incomes. There's the differences between goals that make $5,000 and some goals make $30,000. So, as an average, if you're making 57, so what you will do at this stage is you will now pay yourself a wage. So when your 57,000 comes into here, you're now earning enough money to have some personal money, but this is your account, private, all right, still with a debit card or a credit card, and you might take $500 out per week or per month. Okay? If it's per month that you pay yourself $500, $6,000 will come out of this, just in wages. Now that $6,000 is PAYG income. Mm-hmm. It comes out of this. Okay? So 6,000 is a PAYG income. Mm-hmm. Now, next you have expenses. Alright? So your expenses, you might, let's just say I didn't say, you probably wouldn't spend that much. Okay? Paula and I spent between 50 and 70,000 per year on the business. Alright? Just as an average. Okay, with the amount of travelling and what we do. As you start to build, okay, it'll be about 15,000, 10,000. Gosh, a lot of money. Right? You probably wouldn't spend that much. But just as an example, alright, so there's 29,000. Now the rest, let's say it's 36. This comes into, okay, business. Alright? That you will then pay 19 cents in the dollar on what's left over. Okay, so you've got your income. Now you can afford to pay yourself a little bit more. You can spend a little bit more. Okay, and whatever is left, okay, which comes down to either business, proprietary limited, or trust, okay, that you start to think about after gold. When you start to get the platinum, and you start talking about $100,000, now's the time that we start to think proprietary limited company or trust. Okay? And the reason we think like that is because you minimise your tax that way. The process doesn't change. So what we've got here is an account in the business name. The money comes into the account. We spend it via the debit or the credit card. Alright? Our business name, our trust name is Healthy Oils Global. Whenever you see that, whenever you see it written, whenever you see it, on Facebook, it's Healthy Oils Global, it's John and Paul.
John, how are you doing?
Sorry?
Microphone.
Oh, sorry. All right. Okay, so from a platinum perspective, all right, if we're making about 100,000 as a platinum, this is the time that you want to think. Now, in order to change where you're at from personal to company-wise, costs $1,600 to set up. Okay? So you go to, if you use Elizabeth or somebody like her as a finance person and then get your accountant to look at it, if you have your own, that's totally fine. Right? They shouldn't charge more than $1,600 to set it up with ASIC and company, okay, and tax laws, so that you can go to the bank and just set up with whatever paperwork that they give you, okay? Choose a name, choose a proprietary limited company, okay, that you set up specifically, and then you will find that as you build into, you don't change the process. So what we do is look at this. From 100,000 that you have cause to pay yourself a little bit more. Let's just say we pay ourselves $1,000 a week. All right? $50,000 comes out from here into your wages. So $50,000 is your personal income. Okay? Less the business account, and expenses. So let's say you're still spending $15,000. You've got $50,000 in wages, $15,000 in business, $65,000 total. $35,000 is then left in the account. And if it's set up and structured correctly, we'll pay company tax. So it's 10%. So you'll pay $10,000 in company tax. Okay? That's how it works. And it doesn't get any different from that. All right? The rest of the money here is what we call investment income. So you have three lots of income as you get and grow with platinum. Okay? So as you become silver gold, you have business income and personal income. As you get to platinum and diamond and beyond, you have personal income, business, and investment. Personal wages on your $50,000, which goes this way. Okay, so let's get just one step nicer, right? At diamond, let's say a diamond earns $300,000, right? $300,000 now, you can afford to pay, right, under $87,000 before you go into the next tax bracket. So let's say $75,000, and there's two of you, right? So your husband and wife or partners. So you're paying $150,000 in tax or income, right? Of which you're paying minimal tax, 35.72 plus 32.5 cents in the dollar, right? So 150,000 is personal income that you generate, all right? So there's 150,000 left. Let's say we spend 50,000 on the business, so up to 200,000. The 100,000 now becomes investment income. So investment income is that you'll pay 30% tax on that, so $70,000 is investment that you can do with as you please. So when you look at it, how would you like every year to invest $70,000 in something else? You can enjoy yourself being paid $1,500 every week. Who'd like that? Mm-hmm. Right? If you can find a way to spend that, let me know. Because we can't spend it. Alright? Because everything that we do, is all business. Right? So when you pay yourself a wage just to look at the personal stuff, you'll find that you can't spend. Okay, what do you spend on? Dog food. So, now it just gets nicer than that. If you understand the structure and the process of what I've explained to you, right, look at the difference now as when you get to blue diamond. So blue diamond is 500,000. Right, the circumstances don't change. And then you've got 300,000 of investment income, which you pay 100,000 tax to the Department of ATO. And you've got 200,000 now to do with it, please, just because you can. It doesn't change your lifestyle. You can spend everything on your business. You get $1,500 wage, and you've got $200,000 to invest every year. All right. Now, when you get to invest, because that's when you come and talk to me. All right. No, no. Out of 300 left, you pay a third, 100,000. 200 is for you. Pay a third tax, you can't get away from it.
No.
All right, it's company tax, you can't get away from it. But let me tell you, we'd like to pay $500,000 tax here. Anybody?
Yes, please.
It is a lot of fun to do that. All right? And it just gets worse from there. There's a presidential diamond issue.
There's Sue who doesn't want to pay.
Super. Okay.
She doesn't want to pay it. 9.5%.
Okay, that comes into the wage.
Yeah.
All right. So whatever wage that you pay yourself, let's say we're talking diamond and we pay ourselves $75,000. Okay. So 9.5% is super. Okay, that you have to pay yourself obligation wise. Okay, that comes out of the money that you have afforded to pay you.
Yes.
So it's within the $1,500 a week.
Yeah.
Right. There's entitlement of tax PAYG together with super. It's about $95 or something. Okay?
So is that something that even though you don't go to work,
Once you set up a company in a trust, right, you must pay. It's part of the condition that we are all you know, like if you pay yourself a wage, you're under Australian law, you have to pay super as well.
Yep.
It's all incorporated, it's a little bit messy, but you get the gist, okay? To give you the bigger picture of Presidential Diamond, okay, what do we do with $1 million? Why? And show that you can see the bigger picture. We still pay ourselves $75,000 each, $150,000. We still build our business for $50,000, right? If you can spend $1,000 a week for business, fantastic. Okay. And then you've got $8,000. Right, give a third to the tax department. Okay, and you've got $100,000 basically to do with as you like every year. How many properties can you buy for $600,000? Anybody know? Okay, quite a few. You only need $50,000 as a deposit, together with having all of this legitimised, and the banks will loan you, okay, on diamond income at $300,000, nearly $3 million. Alright? So when you look at that, it's just under $3 million that you can borrow from any bank. So that's just a diamond level. So look at this as a very serious business opportunity that once you set up and structure correctly, you've got to have the steps here to get into the correct habits in order to make this work. Okay, don't be scared of paying tax, be scared of not paying. Alright, if you start to get to diamond and you haven't set yourself up correctly, and like a couple of diamonds are in trouble now, okay, and they owe hundreds of thousands of dollars to the tax department, that's not the position you want to get yourself into. Alright, you want to start today with the silver and gold, you want to get the correct information. In fact, what I'll do, so that I'm not bombarded afterwards. Elizabeth's number, 0412-509-09. And that's Liz, just say daughter of John Fuller, and she will help you. She will set you up correctly with an account so that you get into the correct habits. And then you can always, if you have any issues with this and you're not sure about it, understand this is just generic. Have fun with it, but set it up correctly as a serious business. You will get to a stage that when you get to diamond correctly structured, if you work 1 hour a year and still get paid every month, you know that it's residual income. Okay? All right. Just very quickly, we won't take too much more. Couple more topics that we'll discuss, okay? What are you doing yet? Okay, when someone dies, Doterra, in their wisdom, will look after you and look after them. You need to make sure that you have in your will somebody take over your business. The only prerequisite is that if this is your business centre, Doterra require 100 PV order per month. Okay? So, if you don't have anybody that's going to put 100 PV order in place, Doterra will close the account down. Okay? Now, if your business is producing and it's a good income, you need to have in your will the person that is going to take over your business. So you need to have a conversation today about the person who will take it over. Now, the important thing is, and the good thing is, that anybody who's in the family, if you have family spread here, okay, and they already have accounts, anyone of your family, from uncles, aunts, siblings, daughters, sons, father, mother, father, can take over the account, all right, and then they can sell theirs.
They
can't keep this one. Okay, policy says you can't have business interest in two accounts, right? But this is Fred. Okay? Fred knows the importance of this. Okay? This is where the importance comes in, that your money goes to a trust. In your will it says, I have died and I would like it separated between the five kids. This person makes it happen. They just put their name here. They run it. They put 100 PV order. They don't have to build anymore. Whatever it produces goes into the trust, separated every month to your wishes, to your five kids. Okay? Upon death, doTERRA needs a death notice and they need to know the person who's going to manage your account. Alright? Once this takes effect, you can have this, right? So their children, okay, if they die, same thing, and you can have a business for the next 50 years if you choose, and you set it up correctly. But make sure that you have conversation with somebody in case something happens, alright? We have five of the six children that have an account. They're all very smart in the business. We have one approaching Premier, okay? So they know about the business. They've been around it 7 years. Our house is doTERRAized. Right? So they know how to use the product. They understand a little bit about the business. Okay? And the most important thing is that if something happens, and I hope it never does, okay? But if we pass suddenly, accidentally, okay, that the income we've generated and worked so hard for in the last 7 years is income now produced for the next 50 years of family. Mm. doTERRA don't care about the building, but as long as the business prerequisite of 100 PB goes through every month. Okay? So that is the importance of having conversation upon someone passing.
Do you have
to die? Yeah, well, if you're still alive, you're still, that's, yeah, your will will still take effect. Your power of attorney will take effect. Great question. Can Fred be a trustee? Yes.
Okay.
So Fred can manage this here. Okay. And can Fred be a trustee? Yes, he can.
Yes, he can.
All right. So just bear in mind the difference that you make in your kids' lives. That when you mail build a business that makes 300,000, it goes through the normal process, and each of the children then gets 60,000 per month, 60,000 per year. Okay, over and above what they do. Are they going to be happy with you?
Yep.
Love you more?
Yep. I'll even put flowers on the grave.
I'm getting scattered. Let's leave it to me.
Okay, so very quickly, the difference we're going to go through the Polestar Pathfinder. As you know, that's coming in next month, okay? It's already been implemented in the US since March, okay? A wholesale customer generally has all the privileges of a wellness advocate except cannot earn money. So when we come down to placement strategy, there is you, and you will never put a wholesale customer on your front line. Alright, so when you've established your four with three legs, you might have to help number one and number two and number three. Right, they're struggling. Let's put a wholesale customer in there. They don't want to. They don't want to build a business. They don't want to earn money, but they can be there for placement.
So can somebody go through your website and sign up as a wholesale customer?
Not now, but yes. Great question. Okay. So this person here is enrolled by as a wholesale customer. We have 14-day move. Okay? 14-day move, we can move them anywhere in the organization. Mm-hmm. See you guys. Take care. Sheree, thanks. See you guys. Take care. As a wholesale customer, right, they can be moved. They have a 14-day move like any other one. Okay? Now, if they upgrade to a wellness advocate within 490 days, they can be transferred anywhere in a sponsor organisation, right, but generally they can't be moved. Okay, so I'll say that again. If you place a wholesale customer here under number three, any time before 3 months, they can't be moved. They're stuck. Okay. They can transfer to any position within the sponsor group. So anywhere in three's group, right, if three has other business, they can transfer anywhere in three's team. After 90 days, after 3 months, if they upgrade to a wellness advocate, right in the back office. It's just a little square, they just tick it, and they're a wellness advocate from that time onwards. Right? After 90 days, they get another 14-day move, and you as the enroller then put them anywhere in the organisation. Okay? Only after 3 months. If they remain a wellness advocate, okay, you need to look at when they first enrolled and make sure that they can update them after 90 days. Alright? Generally, the reason that this was brought in for the tax purposes in the US. Okay, that's all it was. It's just the right thing by the wholesale customer. They don't, it's for the 83%. Alright? This is really good, right? Do you give them the option to be a wholesale customer? The answer is no. You just go generally about your business. Where this is going to come or affect you is where somebody says, I'm not interested in the business, I only want that one. Okay, great, let's set you up as a wholesale customer. Okay? Now, generally you won't have an issue with that. It'll just move on, they can be part of the loyalty rewards, they can do as they need to, want to, however. Alright? And it will never affect you. Alright? It's only until they want to upgrade to a wellness advocate that you have certain rules and conditions that you need to abide by. Alright? The beauty of the wholesale customer is to identify a person, right, as far as you know where they're at from an earning capacity. All right, as Kirsten mentioned, if they're part of two networks, okay, and they really want the doTERRA product, then they can be a wholesale customer because they'll never get into trouble because they can't earn any money. You can't put somebody underneath the wholesale customer. You can't build underneath them. That's right, they don't know how to do
that.
Okay, so if you really enjoy the information that we share tonight, and you want to see it again, we're going to repeat it all on August 5 in Melbourne. Okay, but you can see the extent of one. You know, it's simple to move forward in the process to understand, but the intricacies of some of the things that you need to learn about when it comes to business can be a little bit more difficult. All right, the idea of transfer, if you need to transfer a person into another person's account, if number three becomes inactive and you want to take a new enrollment and put them into number three, by a TERRA policy, right, you just enroll them under number three, you fill out a form of transfer signed by number three and the new person, and within 3 days that gets sent to placement. So it's a very easy process, okay, and within 3 days that person takes over number three's position. Enroll, whatever it is. If you want to replace, you're going to enroll this person as you've enrolled number three.
Yeah, what I'm saying is you must actually enroll and you must see their enrollment.
Oh no, you put them in a position.
It's changed, so it's changed.
Yeah, but you've got 3 days to put all the paperwork in.
So they've got to release the
That's the system.
Yeah, it's changed, sir. It's changed.
Yeah, a couple of months ago.
Yeah. Okay, so the two things I just want to complete with are bridging finance and incentives. Okay, a lot of people don't really understand the power of this. When you have a particular leader here, let's say the leader here, number four, you can have one of two things. This bridging finance is a terminology that you can help with number four. So we want to number four to be silver. Okay? Silver at this stage is only paying $200 or $300 as they work towards being silver. So you promise to this person to bridge the finance of whatever they make with doTERRA. So you promise them that if they build doTERRA to your expectations, run classes and do things like that, you're going to pay them $500. So So they get paid $200 by doTERRA as they run their fast start and the uni level. You make up the difference of $300, okay? When they get to silver, they make them $600, so you don't have to pay this anymore. So you might put it into place specifically as a sense of urgency, okay, for people a month, 2 months, 3 months, 6 months down the track. The opposite of this is incentivized. Right, the general incentives that I put in place for people who have an expectation to move forward is 100 PV for director, 200 PV for executive, and 300 PV for elite. These are the three incentives that I give out. Right, if I want to build the team, there may be a few other things that look at the team leader and offer them as they need. But generally, your team, as it builds, if I said to someone, like Sue for example, she's brand new to that, okay? But she really wants to build. Well, I'll tell you what, right, if by the end of August you have 1,000 PV, right, and you become a director, you just earned yourself an extra 100 PV that I'll get out of my pocket. Okay? If you decide that you want to get to 2,000 and be an executive, all right, now what does that do with your enterprise? She's going to work it. She's going to make the extra phone call. She's going to do the extra class. She's going to enroll the extra person. She's going to seek the extra help and support in order to get to those particular levels. Okay? So bridging and incentivizing, when you're making money, okay, it's really only done at gold level and above. All right? It's not done at the smaller levels. But you might think, too, that if you're starting, okay, and you make an extra bit with the business as a result of Fast Start, you might offer a bottle of balance. And say, listen, if you get to director, right, I'll give you an extra bottle of balance. So it's as simple as understanding the power of that. Okay? Incentivizing might be, right, it can work at any level. Right, if you get to platinum, okay, we'll offer to pay a ticket to leadership. And you might incentivize somebody if you want to get to platinum, right? Is it worth someone getting to platinum so you can move forward to presidential diamond and putting $2,000 into that business? Alright, that extra little dangling of the carrot always is important. The bridging is for someone who really struggles financially, wants to put a little bit more time into doTERRA, but we all know as we build that up until silver and gold, you're not making a lot of money. So if you want to make a difference in their world, you can promise to them that if they put in part-time effort, you put in part-time money. So I promise that from day one, right, I want you to be silver by the end of October. I will pay you $500 a month for the month of August, September, and October, regardless of what you earn in doTERRA. But these are the prerequisites. Must run pricing, must enroll, must structure, must read, must do this, must put in your laws in order.
Very specific thing. You're almost on the way.
Your multiple one account. When you have built to presidential diamond, your number seven leg is you. You can enroll yourself and you can do it again. And when you have 1-6, you are now double presidential. Then you can build again. This is your M2 account, 1-6. This is your M3 account, 1-6. So if someone says to you, can you make enough money from doTERRA? Remembering that the average presidential makes $1.3 million per year, we have now people who are hitting triple presidential. And this is how they do it. The M1 account is an account that's the only time that you can have a second account or interest in a second account. Imagine if you have a second account that is enrolled by you and you start again. Alright? Well, you double dip, don't you? You get paid a uni level in this one and a uni level in this one. So on every 100 PV order, you get paid twice. So you make, in theory, twice as much. becomes exponential. This is a sample week. I just want to read to you, okay, so that you get an understanding of what sort of week that you have as you build business, and as we get tired and as we get frustrated and as we get annoyed with some of the things that occur in our week, right? My week is open. I allow 168 hours to be contacted. Then I block out what doesn't suit. Even when I'm out with family, I can still take a call. My date night is Monday nights. There are variable commitments with the children, aged parents, and I like to see my mum, who's aged, every week. 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. are the best times to contact new prospects. Okay? I will hardly have any contact with committed wellness advocates during this time. Mentoring calls and regular contact with leaders is important. I tend to have at least weekly contact. I don't stress about same time each week as long as the conversation is not forced. So it's got to be productive for both of us. I don't stress about same time each week as long as the conversation is not forced. It's so important from a mentoring perspective. It needs to be productive for both. Learn to work with a diary and keep to your times. Stay on time and don't waste time. During the day, I walk my two dogs. Sometimes they get 3 walks a day. When it's quiet, I like to check my emails and read through social media. I usually spend an hour doing this. I try to read an hour a day. This is usually interrupted by phone calls. I believe that if someone rings me or messages me, that it's important to them, so I make it important to me. I like to keep myself updated, so I continually check my back office and doTERRA every day and the company website. I prepare for my classes. I always check my tools and oils. I never take it for granted that everything's okay. I am prepared. I average 4 classes per week. This varies between own classes, hosting a class, attending a class, running a class, product classes, and business classes. Keeps me active and always working with the team. When you start new members, it creates new enthusiasm to always keep moving forward. The business is not like having a weekend off, but more like working hard to set you up to make your time your own. You are never required to start at any time. You can sleep in, you can go out for lunch, you can take Wednesday off. You never have to justify your actions. You can spend more time with the family, you can take longer holidays, you can enjoy life without worrying how much everything costs. You don't have to wait until retirement to enjoy the things you want. You have to pay for these benefits. The price is to be consistent with your effort. You need to make it happen. It's not a race. Who lives up for that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you for your commitment tonight. I really appreciate it. As you can see, they are intensive. Alright, I hope that you enjoyed it. We run this once a year, so we will do it again in 12 months' time. Alright, make sure that you have a team of 50, 100 or 1,000 for the next time that we have. If we have to have double or treble size the room, it's totally fine. We can make the venue work as long as your commitment is sustained and moving forward. Thank you for your commitment tonight.
Thank you, Charles.
Then I thought now I've got to move over and sharpen up Avon.
that because I look and I go, okay, whose team's doing the most? Her team's doing the most. That's why I
think I'm going to
be there. I like it.
It's an incentive for me.
So how much are you going to pay me?
No.
that's I was not the waiting
thing.
No,
how much tax do you want to pay, love?